Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
In radio.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call the 888 money pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of person, we are here to help you take on those projects you want to get done around your house. So give us a call right now with your questions. A couple of ways to get in touch. You can dial 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask. We want to know what your spring project entails. We want to help you get it done once, get it done right, so you can get back to relaxing in your home sweet home. If you've got questions, reach out to us right now at 888-MONEYPIT or moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, building a garden wall is a project we're going to talk about. It's a fun one to do on a beautiful spring day. So we're going to share how to build a wall that will stand the test of time.
And retiling a bathroom is a great way to update the look, function, and feel of this space. But if you want to make it last, it's what goes under the tile that counts. We're going to share what you need to know.
And with all the lawn and garden work going on right now, you may be storing more hazardous liquids like gas, oil, and grease. So we're going to share some tips on the best ways to store flammable liquids safely so that your garage does not become a hazard.
All right, but before we do that, we want to know what you are working on. So reach out to us with your project questions, and we're going to share tips to help you get that project done once and get it done right so you don't have to do it again.
The number here again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Texas, where we've got Randy on the line who's dealing with some glass shower doors. What's going on over there? What's the problem?
Well, I was just curious as to a product that I could apply to my glass shower doors to help repel the water so that it doesn't dry up into, you know, water spots and whatnot.
Right. So if you leave it alone, is your water there a little bit crusty in the sense that it's got some mineral deposits in it? You get that white stains that sort of stick to it?
Correct.
All right. So are you familiar with a product called Rain-X, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah. I've used Rain-X on shower doors, and it works fantastic. So if you apply that to the inside of those shower doors, get them good and clean, and follow the instructions on Rain-X, make sure you put it on a damp cloth, you let it dry, then you buff it, I think you will find that those showers will release water miraculously for months. In fact, a lot longer than the product lasts when it's on a car because it doesn't get as much abuse from the rain.
Well, it doesn't have the abrasion factor there.
That's right. That's right. So I think Rain-X is a good trick for that. And, of course, the other thing is just to kind of get you and the family in the habit of wiping down the doors when you're done with a squeegee. You know, a lot of times we'll see folks will keep squeegees hanging from their shower wall or wherever they keep their accessories there and just squeegee off those doors in between, and that helps a lot as well. So I'd give that a shot. I think Rain-X will do it.
Okay. Super good.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for reaching out to the Money Pit.
We appreciate you.
Donna in Tennessee has got a funky guest house. Let's just call it that. What's going on, Donna?
We have been on this property for 2.5 years. And when we purchased the property, the guest house had tenants. And they moved out a little over a year and a half ago. However, there's a very funky odor in the house that, instead of fading over time, is becoming more and more prevalent. The odor is best described perhaps as a stale cologne. So it's not very pleasant.
Stale cologne, that's interesting, because generally when you get a funky odor in a space that's not used that often, it usually has something to do with a sink not getting water down it and the trap drying out and sewer gases coming back up. So you could get like a funky sewer smell. But cologne, are you sure the house isn't haunted?
We did pull up any carpeting that was in the house, and there wasn't that much. It was just in the bedroom and the bathroom. The rest of the floors are wood and tile.
Have you done any painting yet?
No. It was fairly recently painted, you know, prior to our purchasing the house, and so I didn't. However, after the tenants moved out, I really thoroughly cleaned the house. We actually removed all the appliances, everything like that. But I haven't repainted.
Well, I got to tell you that sometimes when a house is empty, it tends to get a little dank sometimes. Are you running the heating system the way you would if somebody was living there?
No.
Yeah. So you get more moisture, and sometimes there can be odors associated with that. So unless it's really pervasive, I don't think I would worry too much about it. You're doing the right things. You pulled up the carpet. If you haven't painted and you're going to paint, I would suggest one additional step, and that is to make sure you prime the walls, because if there's anything in the walls, that will block it.
Mm-hmm. What type of primer?
Well, you could use an alkyde primer, which is a water-based primer, or you could use a oil-based primer, something like Kiehl's or Bin or one of the Behr products. But the primer is kind of the glue that makes the paint stick and will also seal in any stains that absorb into the walls themselves.
Okay, so if it is the paint, then the primer could actually...
Right, exactly. In fact, sometimes we tell people that when they have carpets that are very odorous, to also prime the plywood floor before they put the carpet back down again.
Okay.
Because if anything kind of soaked through the carpet and got into the floor, that's a way to kind of seal it off.
Okay, very good.
Good luck with that project, Donna. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us on this spring weekend. Coming up this hour, building a garden wall is a project that's fun to build on a beautiful spring day. So we're going to share some tips on how to build one made of stone that will stand the test of time next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Luxrock, and Spread Stone countertop kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you know, from sprucing up your curb appeal to creating that perfect indoor oasis, every episode of the Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights that will make your home improvement dreams a reality. So subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, and you can launch your journey to home renovation success. We've got Axel on the line, who's calling in from Connecticut, who's dealing with some cleaning issues in the bathroom. What is going on?
I got some stubborn stains from a terrain in the toilet that's been there forever. And
what have you tried to do so far?
I used some Comet. I used some of that CLR stuff.
No luck with either of those.
Nothing seems to have any. No.
So have you tried a cleaner that has hydrochloric acid in it? For example, Lysol toilet bowl cleaner has an acid in it that works very, very well at those dark stains.
I'll have to give that a try. I just managed to find out something that worked, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
So I spoke to a cleaning lady and says, oh, we get that all the time. You go to the hardware store and you buy a little piece of pumice stone.
Right.
And it doesn't scratch the porcelain.
Right.
Took the stain right out. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is an option. You are sort of reducing the thickness of the porcelain. But look, if you stay on top of the cleaning now that you've got that stain removed, then you're likely not going to have to repeat that.
Indeed. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for the call, and I appreciate the help.
Good luck, Axel. Thanks so much for calling us.
Steve in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, we've got a square fire pit out in the backyard. It's really nice. We bought it about a year ago. It's got nice southern tile on top. And in the middle of it, it's got a round Lazy Susan, and you take off the Lazy Susan, and it's a fire pit with a stainless steel fire ring, and we've got a bunch of, you know, fire glass in there. It's really nice. And the, one of the things that we're disappointed in somewhat is that the flame isn't really very high on the thing. It's really a nice kind of romantic, low fire, but we'd like to figure out if we could find some way to make that a little more robust. And I'm thinking about just drilling out the holes in the fire ring and I'm wondering if that might solve the problem, or if I'd be creating more problems than solving.
Generally, you don't want to modify a gas burner like that. Was this a manufactured unit that you purchased and installed?
Yes, yeah. It all just came. All we really had to do was just pretty much plunk the thing down and hook up the gas.
Well, you certainly don't want to mess with the manufacturer's design, because that was very specifically designed to do a certain job, and if you start drilling bigger holes in it, you could create something that's very dangerous. But let me just ask you this. Is this natural gas or propane?
It's natural gas. Yeah, when we landscaped the yard, we had a natural gas line run out to the area of the yard. Then we poured a really nice big 18 circular foot pad out there, and then the fire, and then stubbed it right in the middle, so that's where the fire pit is.
All right, have you checked the gas pressure to make sure that it's where you expect it to be?
No, I'm not really sure.
I would have a plumber check the gas pressure to make sure that the gas pressure is correct. If you have low gas pressure, that could account for the low flame. The other thing I would do is contact the manufacturer to find out what flame level that's designed for, because it might be doing exactly what it's intended to do. And if you add more, if you try to modify that, it could be certainly dangerous. So I would not encourage you to drill out the burner or anything of that nature. I would encourage you to check the gas level, the gas pressure level, as well as the valves that service it, because something's partially closed or you just don't have enough pressure coming through that line for whatever reason. That could also be the solution as well. Steve, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, stone garden walls are synonymous with strength and performance, but a poorly built wall can crumble in no time at all.
Well, that's true, but building a stone wall is definitely hard work. So if you want it to last, you really need to lay the groundwork first, and it all starts with that footing. You'll need a firm base before you start stacking stones, or your wall will move, and that can be a big problem. So the first step is to dig a trench below the frost line. That means you need to go a couple of feet to 2 to 3 feet generally. Next, you want to line it with some landscaping fabric before setting down a base of washed stones. Now, the stone base is important because it allows water to drain away, and that prevents the freezing and thawing under the wall, which can cause it to move. And the landscaping fabric will also prevent the surrounding soil from clogging up the gaps in the stones, which also can block drainage.
You know, Tom, there's really two ways that you can build a wall, right? You can either use mortar or stack them up like building blocks. So is one option better than the other?
You know, I think it's really personal preference. I mean, I love the look of the traditional New England style field stone walls. They're generally stacked without mortar, or it's referred to as dry laid. But a mortared wall can't be beat for strength. An important consideration if you're building, say, for example, a retaining wall, or a wall that you're going to have folks sitting on, that will help it stay vertical and plumb all the time. Now, you can also preserve that dry-laid look while getting the strength advantages of mortar by using a mortar that's been pigmented a dark gray to match. Remember, you can always tint these mortars and then rake the joints between the stones so they actually sit back from the edge, kind of getting like the best of both worlds.
All right, now once you've got that footing complete, there's a specific order for how those stones are stacked, and it all kind of starts with that base course, correct? You've got to take those large base stones and place them first, and then you'll see as you're kind of placing these larger stones, you're going to notice some gaps in between because those rocks aren't obviously going to stay perfectly together. So as you sort of see those openings, you can fill those spots with smaller rocks to close those gaps. You should see that those stones are laying flush along the height of the face of the stones. And if you are using mortar, you want to make sure to dry fit those stones before you commit to this sort of build with mortar. Because if you build that wall right, guys, it's going to last 100 years.
Absolutely. And I take it from one who has forgotten that step of dry fitting first, and it becomes a real big mess when you have mortar in the wrong places. So that's a really good tip. Thanks, Leslie.
Laura in Pennsylvania needs some help with a lighting question. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, my son gave me some compact fluorescent bulbs because he didn't like them.
Okay.
And I had never used them before, and I thought, well, I'll put them in my little lights I use with timers, only they all blow out.
There's no reason you can't use a compact fluorescent bulb in an outlet that has a timer. I mean, a timer simply... it automatically turns the light switch on or off, so that shouldn't have an effect on damaging the bulb.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I have incandescent bulbs in them now, and they work just fine.
Well, maybe he gave you some bum compact fluorescence. I don't know. It's kind of an odd thing for it to happen, too. Compact fluorescents work really well in most fixtures that take incandescents. In fact, you can even have them work well in fixtures that are controlled by dimmers. There are special dimmers today that are designed to work with compact fluorescence and with LEDs, where you can adjust the range of the dimming so that it doesn't ever flicker or go out. So compact fluorescent bulbs are a great option. I don't know why they're not working for you, but the timer shouldn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try them again, or I have two left, or I'll try, you know, buy some. Maybe he has an off-brand or something like that. I don't know, because they should last a really long time, right?
They should. And you know what I like better than compact fluorescents are the LED bulbs. Take a look at the Philips LED bulbs. These are... they're very distinctive. They're yellow. They look like bug lights, but they have a very pleasant white light that comes off of them. And they're going to be more expensive than compact fluorescents, but they last like forever. and they're super energy efficient.
Okay. I will be happy to. That's a really good idea. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading over to Ohio, we've got Bill on the line who's looking for some advice with the kitchen reno. What's going on?
What is the best material and easiest material to apply to a kitchen wall behind a stove that has an exhaust built into the back for the heat from the oven and turns the wall kind of brownish? I don't know if there's something that can avoid that.
You know, Bill, you've got a couple of options, and with backsplash, generally the answer is tile. Super easy to install, very durable. If you seal the grout, you know, you don't have to worry about stains settling in there. However, with your fan through the wall being your main sort of exhaust there, I think what you could maybe do behind the stove itself where you have that fan is maybe you do a piece of solid surfacing, quartz, granite, you know, something that's like a solid material that's easy to clean and one piece, and you do that kind of as like a waterfall section behind your oven and your stove cooktop. This way it's super easy to clean. You don't have to worry about grout lines there. It's one circular cut or whatever shape your fan is rather than assorted cuts of tile leading up to it. So that's an easy fix for that part. And then, of course, if you like the look of the solid surface as a backsplash, you could do the entire backsplash as those, like, single pieces. Or what you could do is just keep that sort of solid section waterfall-type look behind the stove and then do tile up to it, you know, and around the rest of the kitchen. And that's an easy DIY, you know, sort of project for yourself. And even if you don't want to work with any sort of tile glue mastic, you can go with something that's like a giant sticker. It's called Simple Mat, and that goes directly to the surface, and then the tile goes to that, and then you can grout right away. So a couple of ways you can do this project quickly and then also keep it from getting all dirty again.
All right, now we've got Lynn in Colorado who's got a tricky, leaky shower. Let's see if we can help her find it.
I had a plumber come out once, and he said the pipe and the bottom where it comes out of the shower doesn't always hook up right, so he siliconed it, and it didn't leak. But now once in a while it's leaking again. Of course, it's upstairs, so I see it on a ceiling. And I'm wondering, is there some kind of a liner you can put down the pipe like they do for sewage lines that go out?
You're talking about the supply pipes or you're talking about the shower stall?
I'm talking about the stall, the drain pipe.
Do you have a, is it a tile shower pan or is it a like a plastic shower?
Yeah, it's one of the insert ones.
Those pans can develop cracks in them. And you have to figure out where that crack is. One way to try to figure out at least how high on the pan the crack is if you block the drain of the pan and fill it up with water and see if it leaks. If it doesn't leak, then the pan's fine. The next thing you have to do is move up with your sort of analysis, and now you're going to get into the seams of it. If you've got existing caulk, what I would recommend as a first step is to remove that caulk using caulk softener. And that will allow you to strip out everything that's there and start clean with some new good quality bathroom caulk that's got a mildicide built into it. And I would just caulk very carefully every single seam and also around all the pipes and the faucets and the fixtures where they come through. Because sometimes you get direct leaks where water fills up in the pan and leaks. And a lot of times, though, with showers, you'll get leaks when the water bounces off your body, hits one of those seams, works its way in behind the wall and down. So I would take out the existing caulk, re-caulk it, and check the shower pan for leaks. And somewhere in that analysis, you'll probably figure out what's going on.
Okay.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you tackle that home improvement project with success and just take it off your to-do list. Coming up, are you ready to retile a bathroom to update the look and function and feel of that space? Well, if you want to make it last, it's what goes under that tile that really counts. So we're going to share what you need to know when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Redding.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Make it good.
good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions right now by going to MoneyPit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button.
All right, we've got Mark in Texas who just tackled a spray foam project and needs some help. What's going on?
I built my home 38 years ago. Have a 2x6 outside walls with stuffed insulation, fiberglass, and on top I have an R30 fiberglass. This past week I had foam insulation blown underneath my attic. So now I have foam insulation under the rafters, and then I have R30 on the floor of the attic. My question to you is, do I need to ventilate the attic, or do I close it up completely?
Hey, Mark, that's a great project. In fact, I did that exact same project in my 1886 house. I applied spray foam insulation to the underside of the roof, completely covered in the rafters. I did have existing insulation in the floor, which I left. But as to the question is whether or not you need to vent that or not, if you also spray foam the gable walls, so those are sort of those triangular walls between the floor and the underside of the roof, so you've in fact sealed in that entire attic. And if you've also sealed in the area where your soffit vents were and certainly your roof vents, that would have been optimal because now you have what's called a conditioned attic. When it's all sealed in like that, you don't need any additional ventilation in the conditioned attic. And you will find that that attic stays about the same temperature as your second floor or your first floor if we're talking about a ranch here. And you don't need any additional ventilation with that. You don't have to worry about moisture control. And again, you can leave that old insulation in place. It just contributes to the efficiency. Now, when I did this, I started looking at my gas bills. And man, what a difference this made almost immediately in the first couple of months of the following winter. So good luck with that project. And let us know if you have more questions.
Well, renovating a bathroom is a great way to update the look, function, and feel of its space, and adding some gorgeous tiles can take a blob bath to an outstanding room. But the key here to making sure that that tile work is going to last is making sure that the surfaces are waterproof, because water can get behind those tiles through the grout, and any water getting behind there could cause that project to fall apart, but it could also lead to mold. So it's crucial that you are making sure that water doesn't get in behind those tiles.
That's right. So it all comes down to the options. Let's talk about floors first. For floors, you want to use a waterproof membrane. It comes in sheets and is typically made of polyethylene with a fleece webbing on both sides for added strength. Now, the sheets have to be measured for each surface in which they're being applied, so it really is sort of custom work. But the membrane also helps prevent tiles from cracking, especially when they're used in floors. When you have the very large tiles, they don't bend. Remember that. It's not like the old mosaics that could flex. These don't bend at all, so the membranes are really helpful for that. Now, for walls, you want to use a backer board. There are a number of manufacturers that make backer boards, and they let you quickly and easily build tile-ready walls in showers, bathtubs, surrounds, that sort of thing. And the very best approach, which is one we rarely see, is what's called a mud wall. Now, a mud wall is when you put metal on the wall and cover it with a mortar mix. Now, these are very thick walls, and you can spot houses that have these because the tile, where it sort of rounds back to the wall, is like an inch thick, and they last forever. But, of course, they're expensive, and you don't see them that much anymore. But if you find a house that has it, try to save it. Now, I have a house that I'm renovating, Leslie, that has these beautiful, thick mud walls, but it's really going to put my advice to the test because they are lemon yellow. I'm thinking, oh, man, it's so hard to look at. I know they're made well, but it's so hard to look at.
That's amazing. All right, but let's talk about that so-called waterproof or water-resistant drywall, which you can also call green board, and builders use that a lot, but it just doesn't last, right? I mean, I've always thought of it as something that's good and will stay, but that's not necessarily the case.
Oh, I so totally agree. I worked in new construction for many years where all they used was green board, and by the time that stuff gets to be 3, 4, 5 years old, it's got problems. You can definitely see if somebody's not, like, really careful with their caulking and that sort of thing, and water gets behind that wall, it gets soft so quickly. So I don't recommend green board, especially when there are so many great backer boards out there, like their Hardy plank backer boards, for example, that are not terribly expensive, really durable, and can stand up to just about anything you could throw at it. So green board, definitely something to avoid.
Amy and I was on the line with a question about a dirt basement. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. I recently had purchased an old farmhouse and in the basement it has a dirt floor. And I was wondering if I should lay concrete on it or if I could lay that thick plastic and put gravel on top to help with the radon and try to keep some of the heat in there.
Do you know that you have a radon problem?
Well, I don't. They talk about it in Iowa being an issue, and with it being a dirt floor, I didn't know if that was something I should have tested first or go ahead and just lay the plastic in the rock and be...
I would definitely test because you don't know what you're dealing with. You may have to put stone down and then put a concrete floor and then do a ventilation system where you draw the gas up off from underneath the concrete. So the first thing you have to do is test. So do it yourself or hire somebody and do it right. You know, the testing has to be done under closed building conditions with all the windows and doors closed, except for a normal exit and entry. And find out what you're dealing with, and then you know, you can take the appropriate steps after that. But don't just put it down, you know, thinking that if you have a radon problem, it's going to solve it, because, frankly, it may not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, we're going to tell you about a safe way that you can store those household flammables like gasoline. The Money Pit continues after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this. For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And coming up for all you DIYers out there, are you guys ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you can dive into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence.
Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Patrick in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help with a water feature. What can we do for you?
I have an aquaponic garden that was in the yard at our old house, and we moved. This new house is pretty much all pool and concrete in the back. And this aquaponic garden is basically about 150 gallons of water and 150 pounds of lumber that occupies about a 5 by 2.5 square foot area. And I'm just concerned if I put it on the concrete, if it'll crack.
So you're worried about the concrete cracking underneath it?
Correct.
And what are you talking about, like a concrete driveway, a concrete sidewalk? What are we talking about?
It's like a slab that goes around the pool.
What's the tank size? It's 200 gallons, did you say?
There's two tanks, one mounted above the other. So one's 100 gallons and one's 50 gallons.
So 150 gallons times 8 pounds per gallon. So you have over 1,000 pounds of water there, plus the lumber. That's not terrible. I mean, think of it. That's like four or five people standing on the concrete together.
Okay.
So I think it'd probably be okay. You know, I mean, it really depends on how thick the concrete is and that sort of thing. But generally speaking, concrete should be able to take folks standing shoulder to shoulder all around it without a problem.
Well, thank you so much.
Patrick, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heidi in North Carolina is on the line with an electrical problem. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a kind of a two-part question. I have an older home. It's about 68 years old. We paid an electrician to come in when we converted over to a heat pump from an oil furnace to up our service. And we have an old fuse box that are the screw-in type fuses. And when he put the system in, the new electrical box, he was supposed to convert everything over into the new electrical box, and he left the little electrical box, the little fuse box in my kitchen, and unfortunately he put the new electrical box on the outside of my house. That would be okay, except I'm a single woman and I don't, you know, safety reasons, I don't think it's really smart, considering I have a full-size right. basement that could easily be put in. So do I need to, I mean, I would never call this guy again, for lots of reasons, but do I need to pay somebody else to come in and convert that last part of my home into this other fuse box? Or, you know, these little fuses are hard to find, and, you know, when they blow.
So it's definitely an active panel, right, the fuse panel?
Oh, it's active, yes, sir.
Okay. So that's called a sub-panel, and that's going to be a sub-panel from the main panel. You said the main panel is now in the basement, or the main panel is outside?
It's outside. We have a full basement, and why he put it outside, I have no clue, but he put the main panel.
Yeah, that makes no sense, because the only time you usually see full panels outside is maybe a condominium situation, and then they're in utility closets. So I can't imagine why that was done that way. It doesn't make sense. It sounds to me like you do need a better electrician to come in and take care of this. If it makes you feel any better, the fact that you have a fuse box does not mean that it's unsafe. Fuses are actually quite safe if it's the right size fuse matched against the wire that's hooked up to that circuit. And so to know if that's the case, somebody has to open the panel and say, okay, this is number 14 wire, so it's a 15-amp fuse, and this is number 12 wire, so it's a 20-amp fuse, and so on, and physically write that, like right above the fuse on the panel, so you know what size to put in there. Because it's too easy with a fuse box to put in a 20-amp fuse on a wire that's only rated for 15 amps, then, of course, that's potentially unsafe. So it does sound like you need another electrician. It's obviously not a do-it-yourself project. And unless there's some compelling code reason in your part of the country to put that outside, I don't understand why they would have done that. And, you know, you could consider rerunning it back to the inside. And unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at. It's not an easy fix. It's one that's going to require the investment of a good electrician.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, guys, with all the lawn and garden work going on right now, you might be storing more hazardous liquids like gas and oil and grease than you normally might have around. So we're going to share some tips on the best way to store those flammable liquids safely so that your garage or shed does not become a fire hazard.
Yeah, well, first of all, the most common and obviously the most dangerous flammable is gasoline, but there are other highly flammable products that you also need to consider, things like paint thinner, charcoal lighter fluid, kerosene, you know, these are just to name a few. Now, the problem, however, isn't just spilling these flammable liquids. All of these liquids give off invisible vapors, and that can ignite if they come in contact with even the smallest of sparks. So you've got to keep them properly labeled, tightly sealed, in non-glass containers, and as far away as possible from anything that could potentially even produce a spark.
Yeah, or certainly even an open flame. You know, have you ever noticed if you have natural gas as a heating system, and very often the water heaters are in the garage, but they're not on the garage floor? They're always up about 16 plus inches, usually stacked on a couple of concrete blocks. There's a reason for that. And the reason is that gasoline fumes, or vapors, as you say, Leslie, they're heavier than air. So they can lay on the floor, and if they were to work their way over to the burner compartment where you have an open flame for a water heater, well, poof, you get a big fire. So that's why water heaters are actually up off the floor. And again, it's because of those vapors. So you really need to consider both the liquids and the vapors that they emit.
Marlene in Minnesota is on the line. How can we help you today?
We have two aluminum-clad factory-finished garage doors, dark brown in color, or at least they were.
Okay.
And they're beginning to fade due to oxidation and sun exposure. Is there anything we can do to restore that finish?
Well, not short of painting them, because if you, when you say restore them, I mean, that would presume that there's a way to kind of bring back the luster of the original paint finish. But after years of exposure to sun, and especially those darker colors, you do get oxidation where the paint surface is broken down, and you're not going to bring that surface back. The good news is that because they're metal doors, they're fairly straightforward to paint. You want to make sure that you lightly sand the door, and then I would use a metal primer. So a good quality metal priming paint, and then whatever your top coat of paint is going to be beyond that. And if you do that right, because it's metal and it's not organic, so it's not subjected as much to expansion and contraction and certainly not moisture absorption, a good paint job on a metal door like that could easily last 10 years.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Marlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, does your bathroom decor feel just a bit blah? Well, that's what Sarah in Oregon is working on. So we're going to share some tips to help her spruce up that small bathroom space next.
Live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What projects are you working on this beautiful weekend? If it's a project around your house, you can reach out to us with questions to get that job done quicker. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button.
Sarah in Oregon reached out to Team Money Pit and wrote, I like my neutral bedroom, but it lacks personality. Are there ways to make it more interesting without adding color?
That's a pretty good question. I'm thinking that the trick here, Leslie, is maybe to bring in some texture.
Yeah, and it's all about the tones, too, of those same neutral colors, because a neutral color is, say, like a cream, a beige, tan, gray. And once you get into those sort of palettes, each cream, tan, gray, beige, once you start looking at that, there's a whole depth and breadth of colors there that you can choose from that are still in that same neutral tone. So they may only be one or two steps up in the lighter or darker shade, but it can feel so different and add those layers. So if you kind of combine all those neutrals in a variety of depths of shades of color and then bring in texture, so look at something that's linen, something that's woven, something that's knit, you know, and layer all these things in, and suddenly that space is really alive with texture and color, and it's, you know, vibrant in its own way without having color. So I hope that helps you out.
All right, Jim says, I'm renovating my kitchen. We currently have a vinyl floor, and I wanted to know if it's okay to go over that with rigid vinyl plank. That's a good question. First of all, if you're renovating any kitchen and you're replacing your floor, one thing you need to take note of is how your dishwasher is installed. Now, the reason is because it's very easy to block in the dishwasher with new flooring, and that can be a big problem. I remember some years ago where I was helping my sister replace a dishwasher, and imagine my surprise when I found that her tile floor, I mean tile floor with like a really thick base of it, was on top of the old floor and locked in that dishwasher. The only way we got it out, Leslie, is I physically had to remove the countertop because I just couldn't get the dishwasher out any other way. It was crazy. So you want to take note of that. Make sure you're not locking in your dishwasher. In terms of whether you can go on top or not, certainly you can go on top, and you may find it to be better that way because the vinyl floor is the old flex sheet vinyl is not very thick, and it's typically glued down. So if you start taking it up, sometimes you get, you know, chunks of glue and such that you have to work on and take off as well. So it just adds a little bit of thickness. If your floor can handle that, you certainly can go right on top of it. The key with that rigid vinyl plank and all of those plank products, though, is to make sure that the floor is flat. If you've got some humps in that floor or some sags in that floor, you need to fill those in, because if the floor that you put on top starts to bend when somebody steps on it, the seams can come apart. They'll start to pull and stretch, and it really doesn't end well. So make sure that floor is nice and flat before you put it on top of it. But you can certainly go over the vinyl.
Yeah, and you know, Jim, it's not just this RVP flooring that you have to keep in mind. There is sheet laminate products. There's laminate planks. There are, you know, hybrid stone products that you can apply right over. And there's a ton of variety out there that you'll find something durable, something that's easy to install, and that can absolutely change the look of your kitchen space. So definitely keep your eyes open when you're out there looking at choices, because there's a ton.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful spring day. I hope you guys are doing well and engaged in home improvement projects that make you happy as you go to improve your space. If you've got questions on projects you're taking on, if you get stuck in the middle, or you don't know where to begin, remember you can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House.
Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web,
via satellite, social media,
and on the radio.
It's in our name,
Radio America.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around a dollar a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender, just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm going to make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
CAUS LLC.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We're here to educate, to inspire, to build confidence, to serve as your guide, your coach, the occasional marriage counselor from the projects don't go so well, whatever is going on and is in the way of getting your project done. We would love to get you past that pain point and on to enjoying the work you're doing around your house and certainly enjoying the new space that you've created as a result. But first, you have to help yourself by reaching out to us with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. The easiest and quickest way is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Then you can record your question, which will come directly to us for an answer. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. So if you're trying to plan a project, solve a problem, you got a decor dilemma, a repair issue, a renovation challenge, reach out to us because we are here to help. Coming up on today's show, building a greenhouse can help you get spring gardening started sooner and enjoy veggies well into the fall. So we're going to share some options to hook you up with a four-season crop of veggies.
And when you take on spring cleaning projects, do you know the difference between a cleaner, a sanitizer, and a disinfectant? Well, they're actually quite different when it comes to killing germs that get left behind on surfaces. So we're going to tell you what you need to know to make sure your home is safe.
And are you ready to see your grass grow bright and green? Well, that happens if the soil is really set for the season. We'll tell you how to test and tweak your soil for a lush green lawn. That'll be the envy of the neighborhood.
And we are almost at what we call the May flower season. You know, April showers, May flowers. So how is your garden shaping up? How is that yard shaping up? Because you're about to be spending a ton of time in the backyard. So reach out to Team Money Pit so we can help you get your whole outdoor situation in tip-top shape.
That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Texas is on the line with a water question. What's going on?
My daughter has a country home she just purchased, and there's a 900-foot deep water well on it. And she wanted to know, does she need to use a water softener or a carbon filter for the drinking water? And also, how much electricity would that use, that water well?
Well, the first thing she needs to do is to have a comprehensive water test done. Was that done?
I believe so, because they had inspectors come out, but I don't remember what she said.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't believe anything unless I had a result back from a water testing laboratory. That's going to tell you what kind of treatment you need to do locally. So the first thing she needs to do is to get a water test done, a thorough water test done, that's going to check for all sorts of contaminants and pesticides and that sort of thing. And then based on that, you can determine what you want to do to treat the water. But you just don't start treating it first. You start with the test, and the test is what determines what needs to be treated. Make sense?
Yes, lots of sense, yes.
All right. Good luck, Susan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joel in Arkansas is on the line and has a question about beams. What can we help you with?
I have a house that has a center load-bearing beam, and I'm kind of wanting to remove it. And my brother-in-law, who is my roommate, said that there's a way to put it up into the attic. And I'm just kind of curious if that is like possible or...
So you have a beam that runs down the middle of the house, and you'd like to eliminate this so that it doesn't become sort of an obstruction. Is that correct?
Right.
So that you have like a continuous flat ceiling?
Yes. We're going to drop the ceiling down about 7 inches. The beam is actually 9.5 inches down. It's a 2x4 by 6s and then 2x4s on either side. Kind of an eyesore.
Why are you dropping the ceiling?
Because we're going to put in can lighting.
All right, so you're only going to have like an extra couple of inches to deal with this beam. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Moving in a little or moving in a lot makes absolutely no difference. I will tell you that moving a main beam like that is one of the most difficult projects you can do. It's definitely not a do-it-yourself project. It's one where you absolutely have to have pros involved, and if you do it wrong, you could collapse your entire roof. The way it's done is... The structure above it is supported by temporary walls while that beam is disassembled, and then it gets sort of notched into the ceiling joist structure above and then moved up flush with those beams. So once it's done, once it's flush in there, then you would have a continuous flat ceiling. I don't see why you couldn't put the ceiling lights above that if you want to go that whole way. But this is a big project, Joel. This is not a small project to move that beam. All right, good luck, though. Thanks very much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, thank you so much for accepting my call, man.
Esther in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We just put a new furnace into our home, and instead of the pipe going into the chimney, the brick chimney goes way up through all the levels of the house. It goes out the side of the house, and right beside it is the water heater. And I was wondering if the furnace exhaust can be directed out the side of the house. A water heater as well?
Yeah. It depends on the efficiency. So when you put a more efficient HVAC system in, the temperature of the exhaust gases are such that it can be direct vented. That's called direct venting, where you turn the vent right through the side of the house and let it out that way. If you were to try to put that in the chimney, those gases wouldn't really make it out because the chimney would be so cold, there'd be a lot of condensation, and it could even reverse the draft. And now that you've taken the furnace out of the chimney, so the only thing that's left in the chimney is the water heater, you may potentially very well still have that problem now. And I would hope that the HVAC contractor that did the furnace install made sure that that was not the case, because if you get very cold chimneys, the amount of flame that's coming off a water heater is not enough to warm them up. So you can get a lot of condensation where that draft will reverse, and that could push the combustion gases back in the house. If you want to run the vent for the water heater outside, you're going to have to replace the water heater with one that's more efficient and what's called direct vent. It has sort of like a blower motor on top that pulls the gases out. So technically you can do that. It's just a different type of equipment.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, if you love gardening, having a greenhouse can help you get started earlier in spring and enjoy those veggies well into the fall. We're going to share some DIY options next. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, DIYers, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you can dive into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence. Be sure to follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, we've got Ted on the line who's noticing a musty smell in the basement. What's going on?
I have a finished basement that's carpeted, and I live in a townhome. And it has a musty smell, and I can't get rid of it no matter what I do.
Is the basement heated and cooled?
It is, yes. I actually have the heat turned on down there now, and I usually turn the air on in the summertime. And on nice days, I open the windows and let the windows stay open all day long.
Do you have a dehumidifier?
I do not.
Well, generally when you get a musty smell, it's because of moisture, and sometimes the moisture settles into carpet and furnishings and can exacerbate it. But if you reduce the moisture and the humidity, that will sometimes improve it. So in a basement, you could do that with something called a whole house dehumidifier, which is actually something that can be added onto the HVAC system, and it will take out these whole house dehumidifiers can take out like 100 pints of water a day. They work really, really efficiently. And it's not the kind of thing where you have to dump it or anything like that. It just goes to a pump and gets pumped right outside. The other thing that you can do is to improve the drainage conditions outside your house, because believe it or not, if you extend gutters away from the house, if you slope soil away from the house, there's a lot less water that collects at the foundation perimeter and ends up getting into your house and raising that humidity level. If you manage the moisture at the foundation perimeter, thermometer and add a dehumidifier, you'll find that it goes a long way towards reducing that amount of humidity. And then finally, I would check the HVAC system to make sure you have a good quality return vent in the basement, because you don't just want supplies, you want returns too, so it pulls that moist air back into the system. And as it goes through the system and heats up or goes across the air conditioning coil and condenses, you'll be pulling more moisture out that way as well. Okay?
Okay, great. I'll give it a shot.
All right, Ted, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Jan in South Carolina is working on a kitchen makeover. How can we help you?
I have a kitchen. It's not a very large kitchen, but the walls have been painted numerous times and not the best paint jobs. So I've decided to possibly add some type of wood to kind of give it a rustic feel, because I really like that, on the entire, you know, walls of the kitchen. And I was wondering, could you suggest to me something I could use? I've had people suggest beadboard, the wainscot type board. Could you suggest to me something to use on my walls to give it that rustic look?
Let's talk about your style of rustic, because there's so many different ways to interpret that. And beadboard's, you know, a great way to do a really classic, more country look, especially if you paint it like a white gloss. That just tends to be really clean. But if you're looking for more something, you know, something more natural or like an agey piece of wood, there's ways to do that too.
That's it. I want to go with a light, natural-looking wood, not too light, because my cabinets are the lighter color of wood.
Well, what you can do is you can actually get, and this would have a nice finish to it, you can look at flooring, wood plank flooring, and you can get one that has sort of a white, rustic, beachy wash to it, and you can even go with a vinyl flooring, because that's going to be super easy to install, and you can install the planks directly to your wall, and you can do that with an adhesive, you can do that with a double-sided tape. There's so many different ways you can attach it to the wall depending on the weight of the product itself. And that, you know, if you put that on with the planks running vertically or horizontally, that can give a different kind of rustic look in comparison to the beadboard. Now, it seems to me like you want to go floor to ceiling with this. Is this correct?
That's right. I do. Now, I do have cabinets that do not go all the way up to the ceiling.
Well, I think that's okay, you know, because you're generally dealing with maybe a foot to 18 inches of space up there, and that's really not terrible. I mean, you can keep that as a painted surface and just, you know, decorate up there with some very clean baskets or something just to give you a little bit of extra storage, plus to mask that space a little bit. But I think the beadboard is an excellent idea, and that's a very easy do-it-yourself project. Using a wood flooring product, whether it's vinyl or actual wood, there's a company, Tom, is it Timber Chic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think is the name, and they do actual pieces of reclaimed lumber, almost like a veneer, and that you can attach to the walls. But I've done it with that VCR, that vinyl tile that looks like a wood plank. I've done that for an HGTV show in a variety of different finishes horizontally on the wall, and that gives a great rustic look. So it depends on what your interpretation of rustic is.
Okay. Would you suggest to put it over the cabinets also, or you stated to possibly leave it just painted, or could I cover that also?
I mean, you can if you feel confident. You know, if you're using a wood flooring planking product, you're probably going to get, you know, two or three pieces in there without having to do any cuts. If you're doing a beadboard, that's something you're going to have to cut down to that exact height and put up there. It depends on how much of it you see from the floor and what you feel comfortable with. I think if you're going to do it full out. But if you're not confident in your abilities, or it's too high, or you don't really see it, then I think there's other ways to mask it with some, like, decorative accessories.
Okay, I understand. Okay, great. Well, thank you for your ideas.
You're welcome, Janet. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you love gardening, having a greenhouse can help you get started earlier in spring and enjoy those veggies well into the fall. You know, there are tons of ready-made and DIY options available to fit any budget and any style.
Yep, and if you think building a greenhouse is a big deal, it really doesn't have to be. For example, if you've got some limited space, a mini greenhouse is probably going to be your best bet. They're small, they're portable, and they can fit in a very narrow area. The other option is what's called a low tunnel greenhouse, and that's because of its size. It can be used when it's necessary, and then you can actually easily remove these. They lay sort of close to the ground and increase the sunshine that you get and really help those plants grow quickly.
Now, the other option is to go with a prefab greenhouse kit, and it's kind of a nice setup. They've got a door. They've got the shelves. They usually only take up about 30 or 40 square feet of space, and we've highlighted some of our favorites in our most recent post about backyard greenhouses on MoneyPit.com.
You know, Leslie, do you have Costco's where you live?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we have Costco's, and I noticed with Costco's that when you go in...
You get the best rotisserie chicken. Yes, agreed.
Well, you definitely do that, yeah. But sometimes when you see things that are like sort of not normal day-to-day things, they're only there for a limited period of time. And so I was in the Costco, my local Costco, and I ran across a greenhouse kit, and I was very impressed. It was made of wood. It was solid. It had windows. It had an automatically opening skylight in it, and it was about, let's see, it was about 42 square feet. And I thought, huh, now I could build one of these, and if I did, it'd take me, probably a couple, two, three weekends, and it'd probably cost me more money, because the price on it was $13.50, and I was like, wow. So I quickly Googled it, because that's a great thing to do, and I found out that it was like about $1,000 cheaper than everybody else that sold it. So once in a while, you get a good deal at Costco, but you got to hop on it right away. So now we've got a greenhouse kit from Costco, and I'm looking forward to putting it together, and that's going to be next weekend's project.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's the thing. When you see something awesome and special and unique at one of these centers, you got to pick it up, because otherwise you would have been out of that greenhouse for sure.
Yeah, and that's happened to me before with things, but it's the same thing for Sam's Club, you know, or what's the other one?
BJ's.
BJ's, right. Sam's Club, BJ's. Yeah, they're all the same. If you see something you want, you got to buy it right then, because it's really hard to get it afterward. They don't usually restock some of those things.
Yeah, and you know what? Next time you're in there, start looking for those accessories that kind of go along with it, maybe additional shelving, or even if you could find one of those cool greenhouse tables. And some of those tables are actually manually heated, which is great, because if you live in a cooler climate, you can kind of start your veggies and stuff earlier.
Well, this thing doesn't have a floor, so the first accessory I need is about 30 bags of concrete.
All right, we can tell you where to go for that, too. James in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
The other day I was sitting in my living room, and all of a sudden this real loud, like whistle sound, came out of my water heater room. I opened it up. I just never heard this before, and it did this for a few minutes, and then it just stopped.
You didn't see any water come out of the overflow, did you?
No, that's what I can't figure out.
How old is the water heater, James?
About 4 or 5 years ago, I put in all electric. That was gas before, but all electric. I put a drain heater in, and there's another brand that they put in with the water heater. And it seems like now I haven't heard that since. Now, when I use the water, the faucet in the kitchen, but after I turn it off a couple of minutes later, I hear this noise, this like clicking noise or something into the in the water heater.
So that clicking noise is probably the pipes expanding and contracting as they heat up and cool down. And it tends to amplify itself because of the nature of the copper pipes. But everything that you're telling me doesn't signal that, and I'm thinking you have any kind of problems. Just sometimes as the water expands and contracts, it will make some odd noises to it.
Do I have to drain the heater at all?
Do you have hard water there?
Oh, yeah.
So if you have hard water, sometimes you get mineral deposits along the bottom of the water heater. But that wouldn't really impact the electric water heater because the coils are up in the middle of the water. They're immersed right into the middle of the tank, so it's not going to make them less efficient. So you could, but I don't think it will have any effect. If you have a gas water heater, the heating element's at the bottom, and sometimes if you get mineral deposits that sit over the bottom of the water tank, it's kind of like an insulator, and it makes it harder to heat the water. But in the case of electric water heater, the heating elements are embedded up in the water heater, usually a foot from the bottom and a foot down from the top, so that wouldn't affect it.
Well, I thought this... Isn't there one in the top and the bottom?
Yes, but it's immersed in the middle of the tank. It's like sticks through the tank kind of at a right angle, and there's one about a foot down from the top and one that's about a foot up to the bottom. So you're not going to have any settling of mineral salt deposits on it.
What's the life expectancy of one of these things?
About 10 years, 10 to 12 years.
10 years, and that's it. What, I guess, the elements go usually?
Well, if the elements go, they can be replaced, but the tanks tend to leak after 10-plus years.
Wow. Now, where should I keep an eye on? Where does it are they leak in the bottom? They just leak water all over the place?
The best thing to do is if you're going away, right, you should always turn off your main water valve and also turn off the water heater, because it won't waste a lot of electricity by heating up water in a house that you're not using.
Let me tell you something. I love you guys. You guys have a really, very wholesome, a great show, because there's a lot of talk shows on different things, but you guys help a lot of people.
We try. Thank you so much, James. We really appreciate that. Good luck with the project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, do you know the difference between a cleaner, a sanitizer, and a disinfectant? Well, not all of these are going to kill germs left behind on those surfaces. We'll tell you what you need to know to make sure your home is clean and safe when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
With all the tech you likely have in your home today, computers, a video game console, a smart TV, and so on, your wireless network is now the most important technology under your roof to ensure all your devices have fast, reliable, and secure Wi-Fi. And now, TP-Link is the first to launch its next-generation Wi-Fi 7 solution called the Deco BE95 Whole Home Mesh System. Wi-Fi 7 offers much faster throughput than the existing Wi-Fi 6 standard. We're talking up to 46 gigabits per second, and you can have more simultaneous devices on your network without impacting performance. And it doesn't matter which internet service provider you're with. You get two units in the box, but since it's a mesh system, you can add more units for larger homes. More info on the Wi-Fi 7 enabled Deco BE95 Whole Home Mesh System is at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9777. 771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Now,
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
.com/book
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I see we have another beautiful five-star review from our friend Dawn in Connecticut. Well, she wasn't my friend before, but after reading this, she's definitely
she's your best friend now. Yeah, so Dawn wrote in from Connecticut, and she says, I always have this show on when I'm sewing or working inside or outside the house. The broadcasters, Leslie and Tom, I love that. We sound so professional. Have pleasant voices. They're very kind. She grew up with her dad, who was her best friend and really a great joy for her. And he was a chief in the Navy, an electrician, a carpenter, a plumber, and he really taught her so much. So, Dawn, this really is wonderful that we're reminding you of this experience that you had with your dad, especially since he's not with us anymore. And it's so great that we can help you find a sense of pride in all of these projects that you're doing. She says also every single episode of The Money Pit has so many tips. I'm constantly learning, and I'm also reassured that I did something right or when I didn't, and I couldn't get along without all the shared knowledge from Tom and Leslie. Dawn, we thank you so much for joining us. We're glad that we can help you feel connected to your dad and know what it's like to have your folks in heaven. So we're just so happy to be such a big part of your life, and thank you for being such a big part of ours.
And if you'd like to post a review about the Money Pit, you can do so at moneypit.com/review. That's moneypit.com/review.
Well, when it comes to keeping your household surfaces clean and germ-free, it's important that you understand the differences between cleaning products because they all aim to remove dirt and grime, but they do actually serve different purposes sort of in the way you're achieving cleanliness and hygiene. So let's delve into the distinctions between a cleaner, a sanitizer, and a disinfectant. You know, it's not just fun words that they're adding to the packaging to be like, ooh, I'm this. It's like, actually two different things.
And people use them interchangeably, but it's important to know the difference.
Yeah. So now a cleaner. A cleaner is going to get rid of dirt, dust, stains on a surface. How they work is that they loosen those particles and lift them away and kind of leave that surface visually clean. And I say visually because they're there for just sort of everyday cleanups. They may not, a cleaner may not necessarily kill those germs and the bacteria to give you a sanitized surface.
Now, a sanitizer is specifically formulated to reduce the number of bacteria on a surface down to a safe level. Sanitizers are most commonly used on surfaces that have food contact. So we're talking about kitchen countertops, dining tables, and that sort of thing. And they're designed to really prevent the spread of foodborne illnesses. Now, finally, there is the disinfectant. That is the most potent of the three types of cleaning products, and it's specifically designed to kill a wide range of germs, including bacteria, viruses, and fungi. The disinfectants are key for areas where illness-causing germs may be present, like bathrooms or high-touch surfaces like doorknobs and light switches.
So now the other thing that you have to understand about sanitizers and disinfectants is you should actually be reading those instructions because when you look at it, some of them will say spray on and leave on for 5 minutes and then wipe away and rinse with water, or some will say, you know, wipe up immediately. So you really have to look at what the stay on time period because it's very specific per product and per purpose. So definitely read those instructions. Don't be just like, I'm cleaning. I get it. Spray, wipe. No. Different rules apply when you get here, okay?
You know, I always think about that when I'm going to a busy restaurant, and let's say that the wait staff is cleaning the table. And they go, oh, just be ready in a minute, right? You see them, what do? They go, spritz, 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 wipe, wipe, wipe. Okay, it's ready. Well, it's not disinfected, that's for sure, right? You may be wiping away the food particles, but they didn't leave that stuff on for any time at all.
And you probably just wiped them onto my chair.
Probably, yeah, exactly. So it's important that you know the differences between these products, but use them properly so that they truly do make you safer in your home.
Judy in Iowa is on the line with an electrical question. Tell us about what's going on at your place.
My electricity gives me wonder. It's so far so good. And our house is old. It was built in the late 1920s, and we love it there. It's a big old farmhouse, but it's got knob and tube wiring in it. And the electrician said that was there, that I'm not sure he's a full-fledged electrician, but he said that it was okay. And he said, just don't mess with it, and it'll be all right. But I just get nervous in the summer when we have the air conditioner on. Every once in a while, the lights seem to go dimmer when the air turns on. So I'm just wondering if we should stick with what we have, or is that a danger? Do I need to switch, or do we need to change it over to something else, or what?
So knob and tube wiring is the very first centrally wired type of house wiring that was available. And it's called knob and tube because there are ceramic knobs, like little, they look like almost like drawer pulls, and they're attached to the side of the structure. So that might be, for example, the rafters or the ceiling joists. And then the wires are stretched from knob to knob to knob. And where it goes through a joist, there's a ceramic tube that's inserted in it. And that's why it's called knob and tube. Now, knob and tube wiring, the biggest issue with it is it's not grounded, nor is it groundable. So it's unsafe from a user perspective. But even more important, you know, that wiring was done like in the 1930s, and it's pretty much falling apart today. Very often you'll see the rubber insulation just break and fall off and crumble. And in addition to that, the reason that the wires are strung off the beam is because they have to be air cooled. And so guess what happens when you put insulation over that? It's no longer air cooled, so it gets even hotter. So I think that knob and tube wiring is unsafe and should be disabled no matter what else is going on with your air conditioning. Now, as to the air conditioning issue, that may or may not have something to do with the knob and tube. Whenever you turn on an appliance with a big compressor, it happens often with refrigerators or air conditioners, if the circuit that you're on there happens to be, you know, somewhat close to the lighting circuit, that's the place you usually see it. That kind of thing happens all the time, but unless you have lights on, you don't physically notice it. But, you know, it's not uncommon, for example, in a kitchen to see the lights dim once in a while in an older house whenever the refrigerator kicks on, because nowadays we put those all in separate circuits, but when they share a circuit, well, then you're often going to see that kind of effect. So my advice would be to replace the knob and tube wiring. Now, you can simply disable it and leave it in place. You don't have to take it out, but you want to replace it as much as you possibly can. I'd love to see it replaced throughout the entire house. I know that sometimes that's difficult, but it's certainly worth it, and it would be a lot safer if you did.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you ready to grow a lush lawn this spring? Well, it all starts with a soil test. We're going to tell you how and what you do with those results after this.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you know, from sprucing up your curb appeal to creating that perfect indoor oasis, every episode of the Money Pit podcast is packed with all of those insights that will inspire you to get to work around your Money Pit and make it a great place to be. You can subscribe now at Apple Podcasts and then launch your journey to home renovation success. Well, if you've been trying to create a lush lawn around your home, but you feel like you are consistently losing that battle to bald spots and to weeds, you might be wondering what you should be doing to get your lawn back in shape. Here are four keys to bringing on the green.
Now, first, get yourself a soil test. That's definitely the best place to start. This is going to determine if the soil pH or the acidity needs adjusting. And that pH is important to know because it determines the level of nutrients that are available to the plants, as well as the activity of soil microorganisms. You're essentially measuring the acidity or alkalinity of the soil, and the scale runs from 0 to 14. Now, the ideal pH for most lawns is 6.5 to 7, and if that test reveals that the acidity is too high, you'll need to add lime to reduce it. But if the soil test indicates too much alkalinity, then you would add sulfur to increase soil acidity to reach your target pH of 6.5 to 7. So it's a little bit about soil chemistry, but it's important to get it just right.
Now, if your lawn is starting to look thin or just doesn't seem like it has enough fullness, it might be time to reseed, so it's best to rototill that soil. Now, this is going to mix in any fertilizer that you may have applied, and it usually kills off most annual weeds, which is why it's best that you do this before those weeds go to seed. Now, perennial weeds, on the other hand, have roots that remain in that soil all the time, so tilling the soil only breaks the roots into pieces, which could result in more weeds. So the quickest way to control these weeds is by applying a post-emergent herbicide.
And timing is important. The best time to plant grass seed is late April through May and late August to early September. Use a fertilizer spread, apply half the amount in one direction and the other half at right angles to make sure you get uniform coverage. And most importantly, water is critical. Sprinkle your lawn lightly several times a day to keep that soil moist and cool. And as the grass begins to grow, water less often, but soak the soil more each time.
Now we've got Philip on the line who needs some help installing a bathroom. What are you working on?
Well, we have an unusual house. It's all concrete, poured concrete back in the 80s. So all of the walls in the upper and lower are concrete. Now, we have one bathroom in this house. However, we want to install a small half bath in the bedroom right next to the bathroom that's in the basement now. So we have a concrete wall between the two. We have concrete floors where the toilet and the bathtub is installed. Now, between the bathtub and the other wall, all the plumbing is in there. That's not concrete. That is framed in. So that has, we have access to that in the room next door. But the question is we want to install another bathroom, a half bath, so we want a toilet and a sink. The sink is no problem, as because what I just said about the plumbing being roughed in there. But, boy, how do we really want to do this? So it's going to take some, I assume, some demolition work to get down into that.
So what room do you want the half bath to be in? Is it going to be on the same level as the existing bathrooms?
That is correct. It's in the lower level. It's basically the same as, you could just say it's a basement. The only difference is that the wall connect between the bath that is there now and the bedroom right next door, which where we want the half bath, is a concrete wall.
Okay, so you're worried about getting through the wall that separates these two bath spaces. So you have concrete below, and then you have a concrete dividing wall. What about the ceiling? Is that typical wood construction?
It is.
So, okay, well, there's two ways to do this. Number one, yes, you could dig out the floor and break that area out, try to find the intersection with the waste pipe on the other side of that wall. Or you could use what's called a lift pump. So there are toilets out there that have pumps that are built into them that when you flush them, and you can spill the water waste from the sink into this as well, it essentially activates a pump, it grinds the waste, it runs it up through a pipe, and then it would go up into the ceiling and then cut across to the waistline and be dropped down from there. So that's be less destructive. The mechanism is a little more complicated, perhaps a little louder than a typical toilet flush, but they work very, very reliably, and they're very often used in basement bathroom situations where the toilet position is below the main waistline.
Well, no, the main waistline, since the only bath is in the lower level, right next to where I want the half bath to be. So the waistline is in the floor, and it runs out to the south through and right out, and it goes right down into the sewer line outside. So I don't, there's no, it's the same level. So I would really like to hook up to the existing line that is right next to the half path that I want to put in.
Yep. So I got two words for you, jackhammer. You know, if you can break up that floor and connect with that line, or like I said, you can go up over the wall and drop into the vent pipe, which will no doubt be in that same space. And then, of course, 8 feet below that connects with the waistline. So those are your options. I hope one of those works for you. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful weekend here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you guys ready to swing into spring cleaning? Well, the first step is to clear the way with some strategic decluttering. That also means some smart throwing out of things or donating. So we're going to get to all of that when we return on the Money Pit.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And Marilyn has a question. She's got an old countertop and wants to know if she can put new laminate on top of the original countertop without removing that old laminate. You know, Leslie, I actually did this very project many years ago, and certainly you can't remove the old stuff. That would kind of be silly because it would be hard to get off, and if you did, you'd have a lot of glue to deal with. What you can basically do is sand the old laminate surface and then re-laminate, put another layer of laminate on top of that. It's still a lot of work, but it definitely can be done.
And, you know, Marilyn, you can also put a treatment on top of this countertop yourself to make it look like something completely different. If you check out DaichCoatings.com, it's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com, there's a lot of products that they have that you can apply. They're in kits, they're steps that can make it look like marble, granite, you know, any sort of solid surface that really, you know, is very convincing, and you don't have to be like a super artist to tackle it. These are very DIY friendly.
Are you guys ready to swing into spring cleaning? Well, the first step is to clear away with some strategic decluttering. Leslie shares her approach in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, got a lot of stuff to clear out for the spring?
I mean, I feel like I clear out every spring, and then come spring again, there's more stuff to get rid of. I don't know how we keep accumulating so much stuff, but if you kind of can clear away some of that clutter, it's going to make your housekeeping easier. It's going to make your home more safe and efficient. So here's some tips for strategic spring decluttering. You want to start small. So start by clearing out a closet in a single room. Then clear the room's corner. Then open some spaces in that room and put leftover items in these newly spacious storage areas that you're finding in that room. So you kind of start small with one area of storage in this space and then kind of expand upon it until you've done that whole room. Now you want to clear clutter in your kitchen because kitchen clutter is especially dangerous. It's the most common place where fire starts. So you want to keep your kitchen safe by making sure paper, cloth, any other flammable items are stowed far away from any heat-generating appliances. Now, junk mail, it's so easy to kind of just let it pile up or bring all the mail in and be like, well, if I put it in this basket, I'll get to it eventually. You just kind of have to go through that junk mail, get rid of it off the counter and table space, but you have to get into the habit of once the mail arrives, go through it. Anything that's junk mail, put it right in that recycling bag out on the porch or out on the side of the house or under the sink, wherever you do it. But just sort it immediately and then go through those mails. And you can kind of cut down on all of the things that come through the mail by paying bills online. So those are a couple of ways. Now, your wardrobe really is the sort of last phase. And I find that this happens all the time because you start with an organized space and then you kind of put stuff back more messily every time you take something out of the closet. And then 6 months later, that closet is a mess again. So take everything out of the closet, sort through it, make sure whatever is of the current season is in a spot where you can get to it more easily, put away the things that are, you know, for the wrong season that we're in. And then also if there's pieces that you just haven't worn or you're like, oh, one day or maybe I'll fit into that again. Here's the tip, guys. You're not going to wear it. You're not going to fit into it. Just don't keep it unless it's super duper duper special. Let's just donate it. Let's start reselling of the clothes. There's great ways to make some money there and clear out some space. And then you can buy something new for the season. So lots of ways to start small but gain a lot of big traction when it comes to organizing.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you guys ready to dig up some dirt, spruce up your landscape space for real? We're going to have some tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan to make a beautiful exterior to your home on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostrup. A glimmer of hope and progress in the ceasefire talks for Israel.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Moscow has put Ukrainian President Zelensky on its wanted list, along with the commander of Ukraine's ground forces and Zelensky's predecessor, Petro Poroshenko. Meanwhile, it's not clear from the database just what they've been charged with. A lawsuit from the Republican National Committee seeking to prevent Nevada from counting mail ballots received after Election Day, as the state's law currently permits.
The law, passed by Democrats in 2021, permits the tallying of mail ballots received up to 4 days after Election Day, provided the envelopes are postmarked by the end of the day. The lawsuit says the provision also assumes that envelopes received 3 days after Election Day that don't have a postmark indicating otherwise were posted in time. Republicans contend that this violates the U.S. Constitution's requirement that there be a single day for Election Day. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley said in a statement, quote, Nevada's ballot receipt deadline clearly violates federal law and undermines election integrity in the state. Ballots received days after Election Day should not be counted. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The government and Google made their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial. A federal judge now must decide whether the tech giant search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Sadiq Khan, the Labour Party's mayor of London, wins an unprecedented third straight term at City Hall.
His victory comes on another disappointing day for the UK's governing Conservatives ahead of a looming general election. Khan, who represents the Labour Party, wins by more than 11 percentage points ahead of his main challenger, the Conservative Susan Hall. Khan, who in 2016 replaced Boris Johnson as London mayor, is seen as an increasingly divisive figure. While supporters applaud achievements like free school meals for children, critics say he's overseen a crime surge and has unnecessarily allowed pro-Palestinian marches to become a regular feature. Mimi Montgomery, London.
Worshippers, including President Putin, packed Moscow's landmark Christ the Savior Cathedral for a nighttime Easter service. The traditional sung service began late Saturday with an address from Patriarch Kirill, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church and an outspoken Kremlin supporter. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sports video games are back.
Video game developer EA Sports is breaking back into the college football world 11 years after lawsuits over using players' likeness without compensation froze the franchise. EA Sports in 2021 announced it would be reviving the franchise. 3 years later, the game is scheduled to be released this summer with a full reveal promised in May. Details so far have been few, but players' names and likeness will be real. John Scott reporting.
The NCAA and major conferences are considering a possible settlement of an antitrust lawsuit that could cost them billions in damages and force schools to share athletics-related revenue with their athletes. But even if college sports leaders create a new, more professional model for collegiate athletics, they likely would need help from Congress if athletes are not classified as employees. Check out more of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops that come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Everyone, so glad you're here. So much going on, and I can't wait to cover it for you. Greg Lukianoff is standing by, lawyer and president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, author of The Canceling of the American Mind. So appropriate today as we look at these college campuses in, 25, 30 states. It's not just one. It's not just Ivy. Harris Faulkner is joining us at the bottom of the hour, an esteemed anchorwoman who could do just about anything. She's got a brand new series on Fox Nation. Senator John Cornyn is also going to be on this hour. We're going to get to all of it as well as writing all the breaking news. We understand the mayor of New York is going to be giving a press conference in a matter of moments. We'll give you some excerpts from that. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. I keep thinking in my head, we all need a mom. I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
That is not a scene from an Adam Sandler movie. That is Drew Barrymore, who often stars in in Adam Sandler movies. But she is playing herself on her set with the vice president. Cringeworthy. Trump on trial and how it all figures in the 2024 election. And the former president is spending his court day off in the Midwest battling Biden in the battleground states, where he is invisible to the issues facing this nation.
Number two.
We're here to show you some example of these external actors who have no affiliation with Columbia University, and they are actively creating serious public safety issues at these protests.
That is Mayor Eric Adams. It is Outsiders. Who is behind the 25-state college campus protest for a cause that 2 weeks ago wasn't even a concern for most American college kids? We talk about the money and the movement and the congressional reaction. Where is the White House? Not in the lead, that's for sure.
Number one.
It's unbelievable that they're allowing this to happen. This is, listen, everyone is entitled to their freedom of speech, but this is not right. UCLA is responsible for this, and they need to shut this down now.
And that is a college campus kid at KTTV, our local Fox affiliate in Los Angeles, on the campus of UCLA. College campus chaos. How the cops are once again called on to bail out the entitled, corrupt next generation of American college students. And their inept college leadership, from the takedown of Columbia to the unrestricted brawl at UCLA, we have it all. Greg Gukianoff joins us now, lawyer and president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Greg, welcome. You are one of the few people, I imagine, not surprised about what's going on in college campuses in this country.
Not in the least. We've been up, you know, we've been doing this all day now at FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, from when we get up in the morning to when we go to bed at night, because it's just been so completely nuts. And some of it, to be clear, Brian, is protected speech. A lot of it isn't, and it's been such a mess. And I always have, to start, Brian, by explaining, guys, like there seems to be a cadre of people who just noticed free speech issues when it's about a cause that they care about. And I always have to point out, free speech on campus has been in trouble, you know, for a long time now. It's been in crisis since at least 2017.
The cancel culture that stops you from saying anything that might people upset, for example, you leave off a pronoun, that offends people. Let's kick them out. Let's cancel them. Now, all of a sudden, they pretend to be Yasser Arafat, and they do massive sit-ins and pretend as if the Palestinian cause is the only thing that matters in the world. I doubt the sincerity of it. I worry where it comes from, but clearly outside forces have something to do with it. And now when I get the, when I'm seeing that they're holding out for something where they want to, these colleges, big and small, to divest from Israel, I mean, when you tell me you're holding out for the Vietnam War and the draft and everything, I get it. It's a war we're directly in. When you tell me you're marching for civil rights, the segregation and Jim Crow in the South, I get it. There's inequality. But now suddenly you're worried about Gaza, the Israelis?
Well, I think a lot of these students are sincere, but I definitely, you know, I definitely believe that what happened at Columbia with the takeover of Hamilton Hall, I believe the reports that involved outside agitators, because I know a lot of people at Columbia, including Professor John McWhorter and my co-author Ricky Schlott. And what she said was, one, the campus was effectively shut down at times by the scale of the encampments, but the nastiest protesters were the people right beyond the Columbia gates, the ones who are actually more likely to engage in violence against Jewish students. And they didn't do themselves any favors. As a First Amendment lawyer, where they actually went on record saying, the only thing that will remove us from Hamilton Hall is force. And it's like, okay, that's what we call a bad fact.
Hey, it's the only thing that's going to stop it is a punch in the face. So if you don't mind punching me in the face, it'll be okay. So
never go on record saying that.
It's fantastic. Here's one of the protesters demanding humanitarian aid. Cut six.
Well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of
community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking.
So we got to feed them while they while they bring campus life to a halt, right? Unless we want them to die of starvation.
And dehydration. But, Brian, here's something you need to understand, and so do your listeners. Building occupations have been catered fairly regularly over the past 10 years. So, like, a takeover at Harvard just recently where students were demanding divestment. They were all fed burritos. There was catering at, I believe, at the Sarah Lawrence takeover where they're demanding firing a professor. And the reason why this is actually more serious than it sounds, other than sounding incredibly silly, is that when you start actually, you know, feeding people in these supposedly hostile takeovers, you're indicating that these are favored protesters. These are people that the university is sympathetic to. And that's the thing, the thing that I want people to get in their heads is that, Keith Whittington, who's on our board, he's a Princeton professor, pointed this out in an article. If it was a full MAGA encampment, they'd be singing a very different tune. Because, like, this kind of behavior is only tolerated due to existing bias and double standards.
I mean, the anti-Semitism, the fact that I've interviewed personally 10, maybe more personally interviewed, let alone the ones my co-anchors did, different Jewish students who said they absolutely feel threatened. They tell me specifically experience what they're threatened. Don't go on campus. They were told by the Columbia officials it's not safe for you. A Columbia professor I've been texting with said, and you've seen the video, they deactivated his ID. They say it's not safe for you to go on campus. So when in America has that ever been acceptable to take somebody's religion and then bar them from campus and then harass them? We see the UCLA student who says, I can't get on. You're not allowed on. And people and students or others in mass in their 20s telling you can't come on because you're Jewish. This is America in 2024. Greg, do you understand this? Did you see that coming?
I have, unfortunately, and definitely, you know, 10 years ago, I'd say I was in someone who would, like, repeat pretty quickly, you know, being critical of Israel is not the same thing as being anti-Semitic. But then I went to do a talk at Berkeley back in 2014 to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the free speech movement. And I was like, hearing some of the rhetoric from some of these people, like, oh, wow, that is not critical of Israel. That is anti-Semitic. And I've recently been accused of getting into a psyop. I've apparently been manipulated by propaganda to believe that anti-Semitism is a problem in some of these protests. And it's like, no, it's my own experience. Like I'm in circles of people on the left, and I hear from even people who were once friends. They engage in anti-Semitic stereotypes in some cases. But what's going on campuses, like what happened at Columbia, for example, when Jewish students showed up trying to cross campus and students were chanting together that a Zionist has entered the camp, and they had students lock arms to push the students, you know, out of the way or away from the camp. It's like, no, that's actually assault or the threat of assault. That's also discriminatory harassment. Like, this is not protected speech, people.
Right. It's not. Can I just imagine this, Greg? Let's say they barred African Americans from campus.
Right.
I mean, just right with you, Bev. I mean, let's say they tried to do that with Muslims. I don't want any Muslims on campus. Every day they'd be going live. That president would be throwing these kids out. Their parents would be called. Their names would be on a scroll. But it's okay. Well, you know what? We have to understand it. What also struck me, and I want to play this cut, too, to show you a lack of consequences for their action. What also struck me is that people want to just say fire these presidents. But the presidents aren't really the problem. They're answering to a board, and they're answering to a faculty that wants them to, whatever you do, don't call the police. The faculty is in with the protesters. So people think the president's the problem. It's not they're not the solution, I'll tell you that. But they're really not the problem. Because if you listen to these professors, they're mad at the Columbia president for calling the cops. They basically censored her for doing it. And then finally, she had no choice last night. They were talking about last week. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely in the school of people who think that calling the police should be something that you do hesitatingly, and it should be a last resort when you don't really have other choices. So if you can figure out a way to, you know, get them out through peaceful means, by all means, do it. But like I said, the Columbia students actually said you would have to remove them with force. So definitely there are times where I think, you know, there were protests, you know, at Emory, for example, where they're using apparently rubber bullets, tear gas, tasers, which we thought was a little bit over the top. But at the same time, I think that sometimes you're left with no choice. And effectively, if you're saying that our campus has been taken over and students are engaged in unprotected speech and threats and harassment, but also takeovers that are preventing the functioning of the university, there is a point at which you probably have no other choice other than to call in the cops.
That's what they were at last night. There's no doubt about it. So you talk about lack of consequences. Here's the Colombian protesters wearing the Palestinian garb. Cut three.
What will you guys do when the police come right in here and, you know, end up maybe handcuffing people and arresting them?
We'll do what we always done. We'll get arrested, just like the criminals in the subway. They're always right back out in 24 hours.
He's right. No consequences for crime. And there's no consequences for barring people from campus. There's no bar for taking over campus, ignoring deadlines, and in some cases for about 40, taking over the Hamilton building.
You know, a fact worth knowing is, and one of the reasons why I always open by saying this, is that we've seen an unprecedented level of shoutdowns that was overwhelmingly been from pro-Palestinian students since October 7th. And when it comes to we're not familiar with a single shoutdown that came from pro-Israel students. And sometimes, like at Berkeley, for example, they engage in violence. They swarmed a speech. They broke windows. They chased off an IDF speaker, an Israeli Defense Force speaker. And I think it surprised some people who haven't ever paid attention to my work, but in the free press, I came out very forcefully saying, no, here's the thing. If students are engaging in violence, they should be expelled, particularly if they're engaged in violence directed at speech, for goodness sakes.
It's just crazy. So, Greg, where does this head? Like, could this be a sobering moment for everyone to realize it's not a right-wing talking point, it's not a left-wing cause. This is a huge problem. I mean, do you think this could be a turning point?
I think we need a lot more than we're currently seeing in terms of options for students to show how smart and accomplished they are. And I think we really need to de-emphasize the elite colleges because, you know, for example, I know someone who's applying to some of these colleges. They're being told it's going to cost $95,000 a year to attend. And overwhelmingly, that money has gone to swelling the ranks of administrators who have been the threat to free speech and due process throughout my entire career. So even if the only problem was hyper-bureaucratization and cost, this is already completely off the rails. But when you add into it the illiberalism, when you add in the cancel culture, the fact that you can't really rely on some of the knowledge produced by some of these institutions because there's such pressure to actually not say what you really think if it's politically inconvenient on campus, we have a very big problem, and we should be looking at both large-scale but also small-scale solutions, like everything from University of Austin, the experiment down in Texas, but even things, you know, like making sure that fewer jobs require a bachelor's in the first place.
So interesting for you to say that because you're so highly educated. Columbia costs $68,400. George Washington, $64,700. I think it's higher, but this is what my brain room gave me. UCLA, $48,000 for out-of-state. UT Austin, $48,000. Chapel Hill, out of state, 37.
And that's not counting room and board, by the way.
Oh, like, that's probably it.
The cost of doing that for a year.
Yeah, I guess it's just tuition. You're right. Harvard, $54,000. University of Michigan, $58,000. So you're in $70,000, $80,000 already. So that's a huge news, too, how much it costs. The other thing is, and I wouldn't shortchange this, how many foreign students are on these campuses. Do you know, out of Columbia, out of the 34,786 students, 19,000 are from other countries. What are they doing with that? I mean, why are they? They're not even opportunities for American citizens. So why does 19,000 foreigners get seats over Americans at Columbia?
Well, partially because Colombia is big business. I definitely, like, you know, both my parents are immigrants. I'm totally cool with people from other countries coming to America to study. But one of the problems that we've seen that's underappreciated, and my coworker, Sarah McLaughlin, is working on a book about this, is talking about the threats from authoritarian regimes, especially China, to free speech on campus. And how often Chinese students who come here who actually like small L liberalism, freedom of speech, et cetera, are being threatened, essentially, that their parents might even be punished back in China if they say anything critical of the government. And this is a scandal. People need to know about this. So I'm very excited that Sarah is writing this book.
Greg Gukianov, thanks so much. Appreciate it. The Canceling the American Mind is your latest. Greg, thank you.
Thank you. Boring times, Brian. Boring times.
Besides that, nothing's going on. Back in a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provide immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. Navage.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger in the stands at a Cleveland, Ohio hockey game who intercepted a dangerous puck makes today's Dean's List. It was at a Cleveland Monsters game where a man named Andrew Podolak saved a young boy from getting very hurt. Andrew was sitting next to Asia Davis and her 4-year-old son Nazir when, during the last few minutes of the third period, a puck flew off the ice and into the stands, aimed directly at Nazir. Andrew, without hesitation, caught the puck with incredible reflexes and bravery. Asia went on social media afterwards to thank Andrew, and the video was viewed hundreds of thousands of times. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Monsters PR team reached out to Andrew, Asia, and Nazir and asked if they could come to another game together. The crowd went wild when they saw everyone walking in, greeting the players, and dropping the ceremonial puck. Andrew says he feels like God put them all together and that everything happens for a reason. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around, showing me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so. He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jon Bon Jovi. The new Hulu docuseries, Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story, tells the band's story, including their rise to fame, Richie Sambora's sudden exit from the band, Jon Bon Jovi's vocal cord surgery, their new music coming up, and more. It follows their journey while also following the progression of their music. And I spoke to Jon Bon Jovi about that and how when it comes to the eras of Bon Jovi music, Bon Jovi isn't defined by one era.
By growing up in public and having people come along on this journey, whether they got off the ride or got on the ride at different points is not our issue. But the question is, were you honest? Were you truthful to who and what you are? Don't chase fads nor fashions. Evolve as men. Tell stories of who you are at this time. For no money in the world would I try to rewrite You Give Love a Bad Name. It's just not the thing to do at 62 years old.
The next album is called Forever, and I'll bring you more with Bon Jovi leading up to its release June 7th. Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Just some crazy things going on. We're following it, and what we're going to do is the mayor has just spoken about what's going on in college campuses. He's about to speak in a little while. We're going to bring back some of the things that you, the mayor of New York, I should say, some of the things I think you need to know about when it comes to campus unrest. Because when I tell you about, when I talk Columbia, I'm not really talking Columbia. I'm talking the country. I mean, I was just looking at video of unrest at the University of Wisconsin. So the pervasiveness of this, the mass protest that's taking place and the people behind it, the money behind it, I just think it's astounding. Outside Greg Lukianoff, who was just our guest, I'm totally shocked by it. Not so much that there's unrest on a college campus, but on this issue in particular. What about the Palestinian culture? Has women rallying for their cause? Do you understand? I'm not anti-Palestinian. They've walked away from over the last 20 years, five separate two-state solutions to the point where people have stopped offering it to them. Now all of a sudden it's the cause that everybody understands and thinks that the Israelis are bad? Did you see what happened on October 7th? At the very least, it's controversial enough to say, yeah, it's too complicated for me. I'm not going to take a stand on that. I'm going to focus on pronouns. I'm going to focus on, you know, inequity in society or transgender. But the Palestinian cause is too complicated.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 55th annual musical, Beauty and the Beast, a story about a prince who is magically transformed into a monster and a young woman whom he imprisons in his castle in exchange for her father's freedom. To break the curse, the Beast must learn to love Belle and earn her love before the last petal falls from an enchanted rose. Production dates are May 2nd through the 4th and May 9th through the 11th in Reading. This award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserve seating tickets are $25 and K through 12 students are only $10 for our Thursday shows. For more information, call 530-341-2988 or visit ShastaHighChoir.com. That's www.ShastaHighChoir.com.
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And I know that there are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation. That is what this is about. And so if we want to play the word police, you could do so. I want to play the New York City police, where we're going to protect our city from those who are attempting to do what is happening globally. There is a movement to radicalize young people, and I'm not going to wait until it's done and all of a sudden acknowledge the existence of it.
And that is Mayor Adams. It's still going on, the press conference. A quick excerpt from it after last night's takedown at Columbia, where they took the Hamilton building back. They had a special machine that put these officers, special operations unit, right through and rounded up about 40 in the building. I understand over 200 got arrested. I don't know how much jail time they're going to spend. With me right now is Harris Faulkner, who's been covering all of this, and she's really excited because she can't put it into words how excited she is that I'm going to be on Outnumbered with her today.
Yeah, no, I mean, the words escape me, right. But they're real.
They are real. Whatever words invisible. You come up with.
But, no, I'm right. teasing. No, we're thrilled. Are you kidding? We're turning 10. You're a big part of our success.
Yeah, the Faulkner Focus is coming up at 11, outnumbered coming up at 12. But Fox Nation has a special coming out. It dropped hours ago. Already doing great. Surviving a serial killer. And Harris, I want to get to that, what went into it, because the promos look fantastic. But your reaction to what was going on last night.
Yeah.
And then what happened at UCLA, where they were actually fighting, brawling, for about 3 hours without any police presence.
So we are in a place right now where anyone in our society, it's not just the college students or the insurgents who may have moved on, or the faculty or the administrators who may have moved on to perpetrate some of these. And they are crimes. Make no mistake about it. I mean, a hate speech, a crime. I mean, when you threaten to kill somebody, a crime. I mean, so all of this has gone on for so long, Brian, without consequences, that it's a free-for-all. And I think that while what surprised us on the West Coast was how long that brawl went on without any interruption. I mean, it was like if we didn't have to have commercials during the WWE Raw. Like, and I'm a girl who watches that sort of thing, so I appreciate it when it's not real.
And it was counter-protesters. The Jewish citizens, like, they're not even students. They didn't even pretend to be students. They came on, and they said, we're ripping these encampments up. You're not letting Jewish kids go to school at UCLA.
Right.
We have had it.
They're doing the cops' job.
Absolutely.
Right. And the cops aren't allowed to do their jobs because these elite campuses, and some of them are public, as we have seen. But the campuses and the campus leadership are responsible for one thing, their one job. I mean, an education is a bonus when your life is at stake. So they have to keep the kids safe on campus, and they're failing. And I'll have a student on at 11 on the Faulkner Focus today who was physically kept, pushed, shoved two blocks off outside the Columbia University, not allowed to even go into the campus a couple of days ago. And his reaction to that is, well, I went to the university to report it and for help, and they said, well, you know, it happened just off campus. And his reaction is, well, you won't let the cops come on campus, so they only have a perimeter around Columbia University. I'm between the university and the edge of that perimeter, and there's nobody to help me. Like, what is going on in our society? But consequences matter. We don't have them at the border. We don't have them on the college campuses and stop calling them protesters. I mean, peaceful protests stopped days ago.
They're anarchists.
Yeah, they are. They're anarchists. They're people who not only hate this country, but they hate the people in the country. Like, they don't like what we do as a nation, who we're aligned with, the support we have for Israel, but they hate actual Americans. I don't even get it. And I guarantee you, most of the people marching couldn't find Gaza on a map if their lives depended on it.
Absolutely. And I also think about, you know, it was brought up too. It's like, you're not upset about the Uyghurs who have been in concentration camps?
They don't know about
over
that.
Over in China? You don't want to protest that, 200,000?
Do you think they know? No.
Well, I mean,
they can't find Iran on a map either.
Right. I mean, you would think that Colombia, these guys.
Or China.
Probably, if they graduated and didn't have a legacy, 101 average, near perfect SATs to get into an Ivy League school.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
I mean, so you would think that they would know about genocide of Muslim Uyghurs. But having said that, what's going on in Syria. Look at the fact that the Ukrainians are being bombed and civilians are being killed.
Yeah.
But there's so many other causes. I want to talk about something else. It's a little bit of a rapid turn, but I want to get to this. I know you have two shows to prepare for. Tell me about the surviving a serial killer, how this came to be, and what we should know.
Well, first of all, the story of a 17-year-old girl at the time, Lisa McVeigh, is something that I think everybody needs to see, especially as we watch people who live like there's a tomorrow around the corner at all times, no matter what their behavior. She didn't have that. She grew up an abused child. She was in and out of the foster system. Her mother finally handed her over to a grandmother whose boyfriend abused her. And her life was hell. So she had decided, working a double shift at a Krispy Kreme in Tampa, again, 17, that maybe in a couple of days after that, she'd take her own life. She just had nothing to live for, and she's a beautiful young child. And so she left the Krispy Kreme that night on her bicycle, and she was bicycling her way back nearby to her grandmother's house, and a man attacked her from behind, ripped her right off the back of the bike. And she said it felt like all the wind was just knocked out of her. She couldn't breathe. She thought she had been accosted by three people, but it was one guy. I want to tell you a little bit about that one guy.
Do you want to hear from Lisa? You have a clip. You want to hear?
Yes.
Yeah, let's hear. This is Lisa McVeigh talking about this.
The news came on and another dead body had surfaced. I stopped dead in my tracks. Intuition, call it what you want. I knew right there and then when the hairs in the back of my neck stood up, the same killer was my abductor. And I just knew it. I just knew it. I told Pinkerton what I had heard on the news. I'm saying the same guy that took me is your killer. He is your killer. We didn't know his name yet, but he is your killer.
Lisa was asked to work with investigators to put a name to the face of the man who had brutalized her for 26 hours. She was worried that she was not his first victim and she would not be his last. So I'm going to use that as a jumping off point. She didn't know that the man who had taken her off that bike had killed so many women before he got to her. She was the only one he didn't kill. Bobby Joe Long was notorious in the state of Florida. He was originally born in West Virginia. His mother moved there when he was little, and most of his childhood and adult years were in Florida. He began raping women in the early 1980s, and his MO changed. And in the spring of 1984, he killed his first victim. 9 months later, after killing women along the way, most of them were, you know, women, call girls, that sort of thing, prostitutes, strippers. But his MO changed again, and his last two victims were not in that. And then he kind of would vacillate. He'd go back and forth between that because those were people who were out very late at night. And it was mainly crimes of following an opportunity. But then he'd also seek them out. He'd stalk them. When he got to Lisa 9 months later in November of 1984, he picked a child. He raped her. He tortured her for 26 hours. And he put a gun to her head. And she thought, okay, this is it. And it flipped a switch in her. And she decided, no, I'm not. I don't want to die. I want to live. And I'm going to fight as much as I can to. But she had already experienced that type of fear. So she was able to do something, Brian, that's really unbelievable. She decided that she was going to leave evidence in the bathroom of the place. She was blindfolded the whole time. The only time she could take her blindfold off is the few times that he would let her go to the bathroom. When she got into the bathroom, she would look around for places where she could put a fingerprint, like behind the lip of the mirror, the sink, the toilet, wherever. She'd take locks of her strands of her own hair and put them like in between the shower curtain and just leaving evidence that I've been here. So if and when he killed her or if she got out, there would be a trace of her somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. And it just so happens that she loved to watch cop shows from the time she was 7 years old. So she used that, but the part of the story that she used of her own personal story that kept her alive was her ability to talk to a killer and someone who tortured, someone who raped, much like her grandmother's boyfriend. She had the ability to say the words that he somehow needed to hear as a monster and convince him to let her live. At 17, she promised that she would be his girlfriend and that they didn't have to tell anybody where they'd met. I mean, he was so crazy and broken and savage that a 17-year-old gave him hope at some point. But then he realized they called him a sexual sadist before they put him to death in the state of Florida. He was addicted. He couldn't stop killing and he couldn't stop raping. Mm-hmm. But he let her go in the middle of the night. And we then found out he killed twice more. And when she got home to tell her story, the grandmother's boyfriend, I believe, was so worried that if she told police what happened to her, they'd look at him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were right. Because eventually, that detective she mentioned, Pinkerton, believed her. Now, I'm leaving a lot out of the story that only Lisa can tell.
Right. Which is why you got to go to Fox Nation.
Yeah. And I went down there just a couple of weeks ago, and I learned something amazing about Lisa McVeigh. She isn't just a sheriff's deputy now. She is on the very short list to be on the very special victims unit. Wow. It's like an episode of Law & Order SVU with Mariska Hargitay as the lead character. That's her life now. And she says her faith in God now is what's propelling her forward. And we are sisters in the faith. Mm-hmm. Her story, I hope everybody can see. It's a limited series. It's just three parts. And you know what I love about Fox Nation? There are no commercials. You just watch it for 20 minutes and you got it.
Harris Faulkner, she's getting ready for the Faulkner Focus at 11, outnumbered at 12. And this series, you can get it right now, Surviving a Serial Killer.
Yes.
And if you're watching Fox Nation, you don't have to go far. Just on the break, you can go to it right now. But wait for this commercial. Back in a moment.
Thank you, Brian.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1907 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1907p gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. And less than 100 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1907 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1907 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your 1907p $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A six-year-old hero from England who helped save her family from a house fire makes today's Dean's List. Olivia Patterson was at her friend's house next door in North Yorkshire when she saw smoke coming from her home. Knowing that this was a dangerous situation, the six-year-old ran into her home to warn the family. Mom Laura and her young brother and sister were asleep on the couch. Olivia woke everyone up and told them to get out. Thankfully, everyone was safe without injuries. As it turns out, the fire started at their neighbor's and spread onto the roof of Olivia's house, doing incredible damage in a very short period of time.
Really proud. She's 6 years old and she saw that the roof was on fire and she's not thought twice about it. And she's just acted on pure impulse.
Friends and family have set up a fundraiser to help while at the same time praising Olivia, wise and brave beyond her years. Janice Dean, Fox News.
House Call for Health. The weather is getting nicer across the U.S. as we move through spring and inch towards summer. For many, that means spending a lot more time outside in the sun. So it's a good time for reminders about protecting your skin. The Skin Cancer Foundation says there's no single method of defense that can protect you perfectly, but they do have several pieces of advice. Cover it up. Clothing can be a good barrier against ultraviolet rays. Play in the shade when you're outside, especially during peak sun hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., but some UV light can still reach through leaves and branches. Wear sunscreen. Be sure to shield small children, infants, and toddlers. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also has tips, including wear a hat with a big brim to shield your face, ears, and back of the neck. And don't forget sunglasses to protect your eyes. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Thank you.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, I was just taking a final, and this is an intimidation campaign. I'm trying to scare Jews off campus. I'm trying to do my final, and in the background, I hear they're chanting for the death of Israel, the death of Jews. It's completely unacceptable. If they want peace, they don't stand for anything like it. You know, Israel is a democratic state, the only democracy in the Middle East. This is, at the end of the day, they don't want Jews on campus. They're trying to scare us off. They don't want us here.
Are you going to be scared off?
No, absolutely not. We will not follow our history. We will not be led like lambs to the slaughter.
And that is a Jewish student at UT Austin. Because the cops back, they whip up those encampments. It doesn't mean they didn't try to intimidate and weren't effective with some, the Jewish students on campus, let alone what's happening around the country. Senator John Cornyn joins us now. He's making his mission to make sure that the Jewish kids are safe on campus. I never thought we'd have to do that. But, Senator, how do you plan on making them feel more secure?
Well, I think the university is doing a good job of arresting individuals, many of whom, Brian, are outside agitators. As a matter of fact, the majority of people arrested on Monday were not students. So you have these outside groups coming on campus and creating these protests and encampments and interfering with the basic mission of these colleges and universities. I mean, it seems like a lot of our most elite colleges around the country have lost their way. They've become indoctrination centers rather than institutions of higher learning, and it's completely unacceptable.
But by the way, I'm watching now University of Wisconsin. So I'm talking about to Senator Cornyn in Texas about what's happening at UT Austin, where they say in 24 hours, the UT staff has confirmed that 34 of the 79 people arrested were students. So the rest were not students. While the non-affiliated with the university, the rest were not affiliated with the university. That's all they know. So we allowed them to get in. And my sense is, Senator, but your intelligence would be better. The same reason you see Black Lives Matter pop out of nowhere, and every state is seeing these racial unrest in 2020. What happened to that BLM? Money's gone. The leadership doesn't exist. Now, this is the new thing. Well, now you have the big problem after October 7th with they don't like the way the Israelis are fighting in Gaza. So now, all of a sudden, this becomes a priority. There's no way that this was a priority prior to October 7th. What's going on here?
Well, I think you're spot on. There's a lot of similarity to what we saw after the George Floyd's death and a lot of these protests that are, you know, at the time, our Democratic colleagues called them mostly peaceful while the fires were burning and the courthouses and other institutions were under siege. So I do think there's a common thread here, and I'm anxious to have law enforcement investigate these and to document that. This does not belong on our campuses. Right. We know that campuses of higher education are places where freedom of speech is valued, freedom of thought, diversity of thought is important. This is the antithesis of that. And the universities are well within their legal rights to regulate the time, manner, and place of these various protests. This is not violating their First Amendment rights. This is making giving an opportunity for students to study and for the peaceful protests to occur.
By the way, Senator Cornyn, we know that the president's invisible on this. He doesn't say anything. He puts out some statements. John Kirby's unsure of even what we're talking about. KJP can't find it in a folder. And the former president has no problem speaking out. Here's what he said. Cut 16.
Well, I'm watching Jewish politicians abandon Israel. And I've seen it, and you've seen it. Where is Schumer? Why isn't Schumer speaking up? He was always out there in front. Because he's looking at votes, I guess, and I guess he's looking at maybe more votes than represent Israel, but that
right.
has nothing
to do
with it.
And Jerry Nadler, too. That guy never stops talking. Trump has a problem. Where is Schumer? He makes one statement yesterday. So where is the administration?
I think they feel like they are going to have to choose between their pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas base and their Jewish support, which historically has been very strong. But they are afraid to have to potentially alienate one or the other. But what they're doing is alienating both. So I think this is a disaster politically. I think President Trump's exactly right. We ought to call this what it is. It's anti-Semitism. It's violating the rules and the laws of these in these various jurisdictions. And it is another indication that higher education has simply lost its way.
I want to get you on something on the border. We're now finding out that they are flying these illegal immigrants who fill out on an app their form into various cities in the country, not even going to the border. 91,000, Miami gets 91,000, Fort Lauderdale 60,000. I look at Dallas, 2,256. They don't tell the local politicians, they don't tell the senators, they don't even tell the governor. Austin, Texas, 171. They're just flying these illegals into the cities within an 8-month window. This is their new thing. Is this okay?
No. If you and I want to fly on an airline in the United States, you have to show a valid identification. And, you know, that is a post-9/11 counterterrorism measure. The Secure ID was called. And this completely circumvents that.
It does. Senator, thanks so much. It's got to stop.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Heavy storms slammed the Houston area again on Friday.
Storms that made their way through the Houston area prompted high water rescues and severe flooding. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Cady says rainfall is causing rivers in and around the Houston area to overflow.
Flash flooding and serious flooding along our rivers, particularly the San Jacinto and the Trinity River basins, which have experienced a lot of flooding. That's led to flooded homes, evacuations, as well as folks that need to be rescued from their vehicles.
He also says some parts of Houston have received up to 20 inches of rain, and the weather pattern could continue to move into the weekend. I'm Haya Pinjuani.
A flood watch is in effect through Sunday afternoon, as forecasters expect another 1 to 3 inches tonight overnight, and that could soak the region and increase the likelihood of major flooding. Federal regulators have filed charges against an auditing firm which was recently hired by former President Trump's media company.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged the auditing firm hired by Trump Media and Technology Group just 37 days ago with massive fraud. The charges are not for any work it performed for former President Donald Trump's media company. The SEC charged the accounting firm B.F. Borgers and its owner Benjamin F. Borgers of deliberate and systematic failures in more than 1,500 audits. The charges include failing to abide by audit standards set by an oversight board, fabricating documentation to cover up those shortcomings, and falsely stating in audit reports that its work met those standards. Trump Media said it is looking forward to working with new auditors. I'm Norman Hall.
Democrat West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says new rules governing electric vehicle tax credits are a giveaway to China. News and analysis at townhall.com.
As we all know, that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
There's new developments in the case of three men missing in Mexico.
Mexican authorities report recovering three bodies in an area of Baja California near where an American and two Australians recently went missing on a camping and surfing trip. State prosecutors say the discovery came during a search for the missing men. It is also announcing that three suspects questioned in the case are being arrested and charged with a crime equivalent to kidnapping. The recovery site is near the Santo Tomas township by a remote seaside area where the missing men's truck and tents were found. The trio, identified by family members as brothers Jake and Callum Robinson from Australia and American Jack Carter Road, were reported missing when not showing up at their planned accommodations. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Dick Rutan, who along with co-pilot Jenna Yeager completed the first round-the-world flight with no stops or refueling, has died. A decorated Vietnam War pilot, Rutan was 85 years old. This is townhall.com. New evidence in a helicopter crash 2 years ago in North Carolina.
Federal investigators have discovered disconnected and missing hardware aboard the chopper that went down in 2022, killing the pilot and a TV meteorologist. The NTSB's final report says the probable cause was inadequate inspections by the pilot as well as maintenance personnel, resulting in an eventual loosening of the hardware and subsequent loss of helicopter control. The helicopter crashed along a Charlotte area interstate. Jason Walker reporting.
The government and Google made their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial, and now a federal judge in Washington will decide whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly, a final ruling in the case expected later this year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. This hour, we're going to be joined by Jim Vandehei. By the way, you could say he's here already if you're smart enough to be watching on Fox Nation, as well as watching on the app. If you go to the app, click on Watch at the bottom, and you just scroll till you get to Fox Radio, you'll have it. Jim, great to see you.
Great to be here. Appreciate it.
First off, how did you find time in your schedule to write a book?
I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of it is just me kind of taking what I'm learning from running a company and having also been a journalist and trying to pass it on to other people. So a lot of it is just part of my daily flow. And then, you know, I could write quick because we've been writing for 30 or 40 years.
And right to the point.
Yeah.
He founded the Playbook, and then he founded Axios. And Axios is something you have to read. And once you read it, you become addicted to it. And if you want to quickly understand what's going on in the country, I always say get Axios because it gives you the fundamentals, and then you decide what you want to click on or what you want to find out more about. So the name of your book is called Just the Good Stuff, No BS Secrets of Success, No Matter What Life Throws at You. And, Jim, I want to get into that, but first off, put in perspective what you've been seeing on these with these campus uprisings and the fact that we have Jewish students in America in 2024 who are concerned for their welfare on many campuses.
Yeah, I think what you said at the end is what matters most. I think all of us have friends who are Jewish and then have kids on these campuses. And the number of friends I'm hearing from whose kids, one at USC, I've got a kid at Chapel Hill, who are scared to go into their campus and are being frozen out because they're Jewish is insane. Like there's no justification for it. And when I look at this, especially I look at a lot of these universities, it does come down to weak leadership, and which I think is a real problem in the country, like the lack of like clear moral leadership in terms of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. Are you going to accept free speech? At what point is free speech become criminal behavior? Places like the University of Chicago have kind of set it out, and they haven't had as big of an issue. But when you have moral ambiguity, when you have leadership ambiguity, and these students are kind of encouraged sometimes by professors to have this behavior, you get what you're seeing at some of these campuses. And it's just not right. Like, there's not – it's fine. Have whatever position you want on what's happening in the Middle East. But you can't damage buildings. You can't taunt people because of their faith or their origin. Like, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And then when you make it impossible for other kids to go to school, you're a criminal, period.
But it also factors into law enforcement, too, in your view of it. So, for example, it's easy for a lawmaker, like Lee Stefanik, the Speaker of the House, say, new president at Columbia. And then you realize that Columbia's president got rebuked from their faculty, their board, because she invited the NYPD on campus to get rid of those encampments.
Right.
So she was being too tough for the people that hired her.
Right.
And on the outside was saying, you got to get tough for your students. And they don't even know – she probably, in some degree, I actually feel bad for her. She doesn't know which way to go. And then finally, she had to call on the cops last night.
But if you have – if you wind back the clock, if you have – a clear philosophy on what type of behavior you're going to accept. Like, we love free speech. Everybody does. And we should have a vibrant free speech across on any topic, on any university. But the minute that it starts to drift into illegal behavior,
right,
then that's why you have law enforcement. But if you haven't laid that out clear for yourself, for your faculty, for your students, you get mayhem. And yes, like I'm somewhat sympathetic as university professors are operating in extremely liberal environments. Like, they have a lot of teachers. Like, we know that most teachers are pretty liberal. A lot of them are quite sympathetic to the protesters, and so they're under tremendous pressure internally. On the other side, they're under pressure from politicians, the media, from donors. So yeah, well, like, welcome to leadership. Like, you got the big gig, and then when you get it, you darn well better have moral clarity.
Just give it. People, for the most part, when you hear these stories, they go, "Oh, that crazy New York and California. Yeah. It's not happening in the Midwest." Wrong. It's right. Happening in the Midwest. University of Wisconsin. We just had video on. Yep. There were huge protests today with an encampment. Then you have University of Texas, Austin.
Right.
Cops came in there two or three times. They finally able to pull some people out. And they look at the University of Southern Florida. They quickly was able to end it, but it doesn't mean the sentiment wasn't there. And the sense of injustice for the Palestinians opposed to the Israelis I find interesting. And I looked at some studies prior to October 7th. This was the 34th most important issue for college kids.
Right.
34th. How has it become number one where you're risking your college education?
Well, two things. Like, one, you're right. Like, we ran a map this morning that showed all the different places where there's protests and all the different places where there's encampments. It's all over the country. Definitely, you know, a lot more concentrated in New York and in California, but it's undoubtedly spreading. I don't know that it is bigger than the number 34 issue right now. I think for a very small number of people, it's obviously like something they're quite passionate about and they're now protesting. I think there's always been a group of people who are in college who are kind of radicalized and ready to protest no matter what it is. It becomes somewhat contagious. And you have a lot of people who don't even really know what they're talking about, what they're even protesting, the words that they're utilizing. And then it kind of takes off. It takes on like a life of its own, which you see across TV all this week.
City College faculty is right there. They're talking to each other. Let's go support the kids. Columbia. Were out there, or you saw them in vests on. You saw them ringed around the campus supporting the kids. So you can't even say, even after the building was taken over, there was still no outrage from the actual faculty itself. I find that somewhat disturbing, especially because, I mean, this is, they're trying to graduate in 3 weeks. They're supporting people that have encampments that they were warned, you have to pick up the encampments at 2 o'clock, I think it was on Tuesday, or you risk expulsion.
Yep.
Now they say they want amnesty from expulsion. So are all these kids going to get kicked out of school? Are they going to follow through with this?
I have no idea, but there are obviously, you've seen universities take a hell of a lot tougher tone over the last 24 hours saying you're going to get expelled. And listen, you definitely have a lot of professors at some of these universities who are siding with the students. My guess is that most don't, but you're under so much pressure, you're so worried about the backlash that you end up staying silent. I think most professors, they just want to teach math or biology. They're not necessarily activists by nature. There's certainly some people in the especially in like the political science area at a lot of these places that just kind of long for the heyday of the 60s and are protesters and anti-establishment by nature. But I don't know that that's most. And that's I think that's the pickle that you see these administrators in. Like, they're trying to figure out how big is this movement inside their university and what's the backlash going to be.
Brown University reached an agreement with the student organizers on Tuesday to disband the pro-Palestinian encampments on campus through the end of the year and bring divestment demands to a vote later this year. So in that way, you could say they've won. The students have won. Are they going to have vote on what the university is going to invest in?
Right.
Shouldn't that just be in your decision when you pick a college? I don't like what they're investing in. I'll probably not go to Brown.
I mean, at least that is a peaceful solution. At least like they've come to some kind of compromise between students and university. And like, that's their prerogative. That's that university. Then if you go to that school, you get to make a decision. I think that's a lot different than someone smashing windows, occupying buildings and making it impossible for somebody who's paying a tuition to go to school, or these kids who don't get to have a commencement address because they're so scared about the backlash from people on campus. That's just plain wrong. Like, and again, like I just say, it's where like, moral clarity matters, where what is the black and white for you as a university, you as a university administrator, you as a university leader. When you don't have that, you get like some form of anarchy, which you have.
Are you surprised? Did you put your analyst hat on for a second? Are you surprised you haven't heard more from the White House? Are you surprised you haven't had more from Chuck Schumer, who's in New York and the most powerful Jewish leader ever as the majority leader in the Senate? Congressman Nadler, also a New Yorker. You think not saying much is passable?
Listen, just politically speaking, they're in a hell of a pickle, right? You've got a real issue that it's not a huge number, but there's a decent number of people, especially in swing states, who are very, very sympathetic to the Palestinian cause and who are saying, we're not going to vote for Joe Biden. We're not going to vote for Democrats. In a world where you have a House, a Senate, and a presidency that all could be determined, control of Congress and who wins the presidency, could come down to 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 votes in 7 different swing states. It can. And I think that's where they're getting constipated, right? They're like, ah, man, like, even, you know what Chuck Schumer probably wants to say. I actually think I know what Joe Biden wants to say. I don't know that they feel that they can say it. So the White House yesterday comes out, they have the spokesman tell reporters that this is outrageous in terms of the actual protests that are now trending into criminal behavior. But the president's not saying that. Like you said, a lot of Democratic leaders aren't. When our reporters are asking Democrats, I don't want to talk about that topic. They're in a jam. They're in a jam.
Am I wrong to say that from the image we have of JFK, of Reagan, even George H. or George W. Bush, that they would just be saying the right thing, that they would not be that worried about it, or silence wouldn't be an option? I'm stunned by the lack of communication on the issue that is really roiling the country. And I got up today, I saw 2.5 hours of outright unrest on the UCLA campus. Yeah. I thought, I'm like, wait a second, is this still happening as we're getting ready for Fox and Friends? So for 2.5 hours, I can't imagine being president and not addressing this, just walking up to the reporters and just saying, guys, I just got to tell you, this is where I stand right now.
And, like, there's just, to me, there is a very clear demarcation zone. I'm a big free speech person. You're a big free speech person. They should be able to protest. They should be able to say what they want to say. But when it crosses into blatantly
anti-Semitism on camera, and then damage,
like criminal behavior, both like dangerous racial or anti-Semitic language, that should be a line. And then the line is certainly of criminal behavior. That has nothing to do with speech. Like, you've now crossed into occupying a building you do not own. You right. do not have a legal right to be there. You do not have a legal right to prevent other students who just want to go to school and just want to go to their commencement. So I think anybody could say that. Now, yes, obviously the president's worried about a backlash from that. I think Democrats are worried about a backlash from it. But I think there's a real danger for Democrats in not being more forceful on it, because if you look at the polls, one of the things that voters, especially swing persuadable voters, seem to like Donald Trump on more than Biden would be on this idea of
decisiveness.
Decisiveness around criminality, right? You think about the border, you think about crime. And whether it's warranted or not, like, Joe Biden gets low marks on that, and Trump gets pretty high marks. So, well, this is lawlessness in many of these, not all of them, but in some of these cases, as we look at these monitors, that it is lawlessness, and some of it is criminal behavior. I don't really care what somebody says as long as you're doing it in a legal way. I think most of us would think that that's great. It's when you start, when there's violence and there's occupation that is illegal, that's where you've crossed a line.
Jim has got a brand new book out. It's called Just the Good Stuff, No BS Secrets to Success, No Matter What Life Throws at You. And we were not expecting to be talking about riots in the streets and college campuses. I think there's going to be, look, a lot of these campuses will calm down because they're just out of school for the year in a few weeks. Don't move.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman in Chicago has been found guilty of killing her landlord and chopping up her body after being served an eviction notice. A Cook County jury found Sandra Kalalu guilty on all counts, including first-degree murder. On October 10, 2022, Chicago police searched a home where Kalalu rented a room and found 69-year-old Francis Walker's head, arms, and legs stuffed into a kitchen freezer. Tenants had said they heard screaming and they tried texting Walker to make sure everything was okay. Later in the day, after not being able to contact her, they called police to report her missing. When officers arrived, Kalalu was leaving the home and heading to a tow truck she called and paid for using Walker's credit card. Prosecutors argued DNA evidence connected Kalalu to the murder, while defense attorneys argued that other tenants planted evidence in their client's room. Post-trial motions and sentencing are set for June 20th. The defense plans to appeal the jury's decision. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. We rely on Mother Earth for a lot, with many of the world's plants offering up materials used in common and important medications. But scientists at England's Royal Botanic Gardens, Kew, say there are tons of plants that could be holding clues for developing new medications in the future. To see how we could unlock their potential secrets, researchers are using artificial intelligence software. The Agriculture Department says about 40% of drugs behind pharmacy counters in Western countries are derived from plants. So researchers are using AI to analyze the properties of hundreds of species of plants. AI will then cross-reference that genetic data with the properties of known medicines we use today. The team says finding other plants we could use for new and existing medicines is critical, noting how extracting materials from the same types of plants over time could cause dramatic declines in those species. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate. Absolutely calling it. I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker and have to go home to their primaries and have to run for Congress again, having supported a Republican speaker, a Christian conservative. I think that'll play well. I'm excited about it.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, always thinking team first, speaking out. She's going to have a motion to vacate. She says she's going to offer that up. But it's pretty clear Democrats are going to save Mike Johnson. They feel he's only got 6 months left anyway. Jim Vandehay is here, CEO, co-founder of Axios, also founder of Politico's Playbook, also author of a brand new book. It's a positive book supposed to inspire you. I'm giving it to my daughter who's a junior in college. Just the good stuff, no BS, secrets to success, no matter what life throws at you. Jim, before we get into it, I just want you to comment on that story, motion to vacate. Talk about unprecedented. It looks like Democrats have committed to saving him. Should she bring it up? Do you think she's bringing it up?
I mean, she keeps saying she's going to, and then she doesn't, but let's assume she's going to bring it up. I mean, listen, the Republican decision to allow one person to force a vote on the fate of their leader was one of the most moronic decisions done in the history of leadership. Meaning, how could you possibly take a job? Imagine like me as a CEO agreeing to take my job where any of my 550 people could call a vote the minute that they don't like me and that I could get ousted. Like, you just can't do that.
I heard that was the rule, but no one ever exercised
it. No one ever exercised it, right? Nobody. And then they made it, then they basically took it and truly institutionalized it and unleashed it. And that's, it's insane. So, like, Speaker Johnson's in an impossible position. And, like, listen, I don't know that the speaker got enough credit for that package they got together. You might like it, might hate it. A pretty impressive act of governance that they were able to bring the funding for the Middle East, the funding for Asia,
yeah.
and the funding for
Ukraine.
And then
list it together in the Senate.
Bring it together and get it through in this divided Congress. So, like, it actually is how government kind of should work. And again, a lot of people don't like the policy itself, but if you assume that a majority of each caucus does, it's the way things should operate. And whatever, I think he realizes, like, I'm either going to, like, try to govern and get a couple of things done, and my fate will be basically probably determined ultimately by, do they keep the House? If they don't keep the House, he's out as leader. If they do keep the House, who knows?
Right. Jim, your book, you said you weren't a fantastic student. You weren't the most motivated for decisions, but everything turned around for you.
Yep.
You didn't have a perfect SAT score to get into college, and you weren't as focused as you are now.
Yep.
What changed, and what message do you try to bring out in your book?
Yeah, I mean, a big message is, like, I grew up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm not a kid of privilege, not a kid of money, other than I had, like, two unconditionally loving parents. And, you know, I was a partier. Like, I had terrible grades. My scores were so bad I couldn't even get into a 4-year college. My guidance counselor said, there's no chance you're going to college, brought me to the military recruiters. And I had contemplated at one point going into the Air Force, but I said, no, I really want to get to school. And what I benefited from being in a small town where two professors are like, hey, you're actually a really good writer and you seem really interested in politics. And, you know, they put me in a position to go work for a daily newspaper and ultimately to do an internship out in Washington, D.C. And once I found something I was good at, it turned out all these things that made me really good at being badly behaved were pretty good for journalists. Like, I was a mischief maker. I was fearless. I played poker. I'd go to dive bars and hang out with anybody from any walk of life so I could talk fluently with anyone. And Republicans took control, and I grew up, and I'm here, this kid from Oshkosh who went to Catholic schools, and I'm working with all these liberal reporters, and, like, I wasn't particularly political at all, and I was just, like, interested, and I'm covering an issue, and next thing I know, I was a pretty good political writer and ultimately ended up becoming a founder of Politico and then a founder of Axios and then taught myself to be a CEO. But my point of the book is, whether you're an aspiring professional in college or you're a manager trying to be a better manager or a leader trying to be a better leader, I was in this unique position of starting two companies, learning to be a CEO, but also being a journalist who took close notes. And I'm basically trying to pass on the wisdom of what I've been able to see and basically what I've been able to learn from doing things the wrong way. I make fun of myself a ton in the book about how bad I was at CEOing in the beginning. But now I think I'm pretty good at it, mainly because I think I'm humble enough to realize there's a couple things I'm good at, some things I'm bad at. If someone's better than me at something, I just pay attention to them. I try to absorb it. And the book is my effort to pass that on in a very, like, blunt way and also in a very actionable way so that a kid or a manager or a leader could pick it up and, oh, how do I deal with a bad boss? How do I deal with a person who's a jerk? How do I fire someone so they don't just feel like crap about themselves? How do I become a leader? How am I a leader in a wartime situation where it's really difficult? And I've been able to learn that. I'm lucky.
So, Jim, don't move. We wanted to get more specific about your book, and then we'll talk about how you write, because it's so brief and to the point in today's society. It's so brilliant for the time in which you're born. That's not a coincidence. You worked at it. More with Jim in just a moment. You'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive
30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bardis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Jim Vandehei is here, CEO and co-founder of Axios and also founder of Politico. But the big news is
Just the good stuff. No BS secrets to success, no matter what life throws at you. We're watching everything as it develops here. I've seen what the White House have to say. The president's in his doing his campaigning in the Midwest today, Michigan and Wisconsin. He's off from court, and we're following all the news from all the campuses. But, Jim, talking about inspiring other people, you said you taught yourself to be a CEO.
Yep.
How do you teach yourself to be a CEO? Like, what were you doing wrong?
Yeah, I've only figured all this out in by reverse engineering it. I think what helped me is I was a journalist, and I've always been curious. And I'm not afraid to pick up the phone. So when I became a CEO, kind of an accidental CEO, we started Politico. It took off like a rocket. We needed someone to run the company. I would just pick up the phone and call people who or that have dealt with this before, or I would watch people who are doing it in a way that I admired or in a way that I abhorred, and I would adjust accordingly. And I guess there probably is – I'm more of a natural leader than I realize because I wasn't, like, as a young kid, like someone you say was a leader. I have always had strong moral grounding, and so – and I have really strong opinions about right and wrong in terms of, like, how you run a company, how you treat people. I'm very, very high achieving in terms of, like, I work like an animal, but I'm – I never ask people to do more than I give, and I think that helped a lot. And I grew to really like it. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of fact pattern recognizing. It's a lot, okay, what's happening in the industry? What's happening with my staff? How do I adapt? How do I stay ahead of it?
So when you said with this job, you said, you know, you didn't have the greatest grades or the greatest SAT scores, but you turned it all around because you found something in your passion. Should the advice to people say pursue your passion, but what if your passion is not financial rewarding? What if, like, what you're pursuing, let's say, you know, want to be in sports and you're not making much money. How do you mix your passion with your skills?
So I try to boil it down to its simplest point. You and I, most of us, spend probably 80% of our working day working, going to work, whining about work, celebrating work. So you should have that 80% of your waking hours. You should do everything you can to get a lot of joy and satisfaction out of that. If you can, if you don't have the obligation of like putting food on the table for your kids or caring for elderly parents. And so I would choose a lot less money in something I truly enjoy doing if I can still sustain the basics of life.
Right.
And my bigger point is I think most people and not all, I know some people are in situations that they can't, but most of us, we can make more choices than we actually make. Like, you don't need to be around bad people or working for a bad boss or working for a bad company. You need to find something. What I always say is nirvana is doing something for, you know, getting something you would do for free, but you get paid for it. Like, I would gossip with you about politics, about leadership, about starting companies. Even if I didn't have this job, it's what I get excited about. And so I lined it up and I won the lottery. But I think other people can.
So you said it's for recent graduates, too. What kind of questions do you ask yourself when you graduate to find out where? You know, you said you had somebody took an interest in you, said you're a pretty good writer, you should try this, you liked it.
Yeah.
How can we mimic that pattern?
I think, like, figuring out, like, having an honest, like, conversation with yourself and then ideally someone who really knows you. Like, what are you good at? What does get you excited? Okay, if you just answer those two, and I think most people don't even think about that. Like, what are my gifts? What aren't my gifts? And what do I get excited about? Okay, is there something I could do professionally that marries those two things? And then maybe take a little bit of a risk. Like, I never really had left Wisconsin until I did an internship in D.C. I grew up in a small town. We didn't do a ton of vacationing outside of the state of Wisconsin. So I had to take a risk in putting yourself out there into a city like Washington. I'd never been there, but I went there, and it was like an addiction. It was so electric, like power, all these people, all this – these ideas, and like I was, it brought out something in me that I didn't know existed. So maybe taking a chance,
taking action.
And also, if you're like me and you're not growing up with privilege or money or anyone saying, hey, you're going to go be a superstar, like don't assume you can't be, right? There's no, just because some kid went to Harvard or went to some fancy school or their dad was a senator. The truth is, if you grew up in a hard town or a small town or in sort of normal America and you have work ethic and you have honor, right? And you have like a little bit of wisdom and kind of like street smarts, that will take you a lot farther than most people realize.
So Dana White, the CEO of UFC, came out and said, you know, he says this generation is weak, which would be a great opportunity. If you're a savage, you're really going to get to the top quicker. Do you label this? Have you? It's hard to label a whole generation, but do you see a problem with work ethic? Because you are hiring people now.
I don't. I don't. I really don't. Like, what I see is a generation that it's hard for you and I and people of our generation to get our heads around. But you've got to remember, they didn't go to Boy Scouts. They didn't go to Girl Scouts. They most likely didn't go to church. They didn't have – the country was questioning patriotism. All the things that bound us together and sort of created our common bond or common character, they didn't have. So they come into the workforce. They're used to sharing their every fantasy and idea on social media. They haven't had a lot of institutional support and a lot of things to celebrate. So by the time they come into the workforce – yes, they have big expectations that there's a part of us that is going to be their church, their therapist, their friend. But what they're ultimately looking for is they're looking for meaning out of their work. They're right. We were wrong. Like, why didn't we look for meaning out of our work? I never even thought of that word when I took a job. I wanted a paycheck. But the idea of trying to figure out how can you do something that you feel really proud about, that's great. And almost every company either creates a product or has a culture that there's something that is bigger than profit, bigger than money. So it's just changing how you talk about it. So when I talk to my staff, most of whom are under the age of 40, I don't necessarily talk about financial performance as much as I talk about we're helping people get smarter faster about topics that matter. When people get smarter faster on topics that matter, they make better decisions and society does better. So like they love that. They're invigorated by that. So if that's what it takes for me to motivate right. them, just a different way of thinking.
I know Henry Ford and studying him, he said one of the first things he did is I need people to work all day, but I need their families to be happy. So he set up a campus. And they had playgrounds, and they had intramural sports, and it was a pride in being at Ford. I'm at Ford. I'm part of the campus. I'm part of the team. I'm making history. It's hard to do that when you sit there on a conveyor belt type position,
but
manufacturing. Part of it.
For sure, but even there, like, listen, if you treat people fairly, if you create a workplace that makes them proud, you're still going to get more out of them. And if you look at polling, basically, most people have lost faith in media, government, technology, even the FBI. Like, they've lost faith in things. You know what they haven't lost faith in? Business, and particularly a local business. And so I think all of us in positions of leadership in business, we have an obligation to be better leaders and be moral leaders. And I'm not saying that you have to indoctrinate people with like your religion or your philosophy, but I think that there being something about being honorable, about being wise, about being hardworking. Yes, demand a lot of people, but also
what you do when nobody else is watching.
Yeah, do the right thing. Like, that's what I'm always looking for in people. Like, do you do the right thing when it's hard? Like, one of the chapters is, I won't use the word because we're on air, but when SHIT happens, shine. And what I mean by that is, anybody can be good when things are going well. What happens when something goes bad or when someone slights you? How do you handle yourself? Because that's where you're going to get defined. And by the way, that's where you're going to become a better person. And I think all of us, and you have a big microphone, right? Like all of us who have this ability to affect how more than one person behaves or thinks have to realize how contagious leadership is. If you are a bad leader, a mean person, a gossiper, a whisperer, a tyrant, everyone around you is going to be the exact same way. But if you work hard, if you do the right thing when no one's looking, if you're courageous, if you're candid, it spreads. It takes us back to what's happening on campuses. Show me a bad situation, I'll show you weak leadership. Show me weak leadership, I'll show you moral ambiguity. And that's a real issue.
I have outnumbered at the top of the hour. We got a couple more minutes. By the way, I'm talking to Jim Vandehei. He just wrote the book, Just the Good Stuff, No BS Secrets to Success. So first off, the way you write, it is so right to the point, crisp and clear. What's the secret?
So basically we had started Politico when we left. We started Axios, and the whole idea was you and me, or most people probably listening, need to know more about more topics at the fastest changing moment in history. And so if that is true, how do I serve that person? Well, I've got to make information both smart but a lot more efficient. People just don't have enough time. And so we created this idea of smart brevity, which is just get to the point. What is the one or two things that are the most important point you're trying to make? Give me the context. We call it why it matters. Why does that point matter? Then if you have data points or facts to back it up, put them in order of importance. put them in bullet points, because that's how the brain actually wants to consume information, and that's how the brain best remembers information. And when you're respectful of people's time and their intelligence, there's a benefit. They want to hear from you and they want to read your content. And I think it's why Axios has been so successful. We don't have an opinion page. We're not trying to indoctrinate you. We are trying to get you closer to the truth on the topics that matter most. We're trying to do it in a very, very direct way. It's how I wrote the book. It's how I talk in general. So, it's natural now.
Right. And you decide to spin off to local. Yep. So now if I could get the Axios version of what's happening in my market. What markets have you picked? How do you do that?
Yeah, local for local. We're in Des Moines. We're in Miami. We're in Seattle. We're in San Diego. We're in 30 cities.
Do you find the local writers and do it? Or are you supervising them?
No. It's all we find the best local writers from that community for that community. And it's a mix of what's happening in politics or business or technology. But also, if you live in a fun town, like, what do you do? What are the cool restaurants? What are the fun new scenes? What are the great concerts that are happening? And the idea is, again, there too, to be really, it takes 5 minutes to read the newsletter, and you probably are going to get more out of that than an hour and a half trying to figure out in a big newspaper, like, what actually matters.
Do you feel that local is dying? A lot of people say local newspapers are obviously having trouble surviving. Are you trying to fill the gap? Or are you trying to get excited about local again?
We're trying to fill the gap. I am a capitalist, so every business we create is about trying to make money ultimately, but it's also about trying to inform people. And I think local news, people knowing what's happening in their community, having some accountability in communities, it's going to die. And if we don't figure it out, or if someone else doesn't figure it out, you're going to have an entire nation of 330 million people, very few of whom are actually served by what's happening locally. So if we can solve that, and I tell my staff this all the time, if we solve local news, that will be a bigger triumph than creating Axios and Politico combined. It's that difficult. I think we're onto something. And so we'll see if we can get to 100 cities over time and they're profitable. I'd be super proud.
A minute left. What's the thing we should all keep in mind over these next 6 months with this election and at least the trial, at least one trial that we're in the middle of?
Yeah, I think one thing that most people who are curious about news aren't paying enough attention to is artificial intelligence. I think if you're listening out there and you're not reading more about what is happening with these large language models, ChatGPT, people probably heard about, read about it. It is going to be as profound of a change on your job and on your information consumption as the internet was or the creation of your smartphone. And it's going to happen probably in the next couple of years. And you should pay attention to it. You should understand how it's going to affect your life. You should understand how it's going to affect politics. Because in this campaign, you're especially in the final 3 months, you're going to hear a lot of things. You're going to see a lot of things. They're going to look real and they're going to sound real and they're going to be faked. And that's a real problem, a real problem. So be really careful about where you're getting your news. Facebook is not a source of news. It is a pipe. There's some good stuff in that pipe. There's a lot of sludge in that pipe. Know where you're getting your news. Don't share something unless you're certain that it's true.
Wow, and you got it perfect. Jim Vandehei, congratulations. Vandehei, congratulations on the good stuff, the brand new book. Go get it.
Oh, this is a treat. Thank you.
Healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1907 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1907p gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 100 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1907 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1907 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your 1907p $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You know, keep marching for Hamas, kids. Yeah. You really got your liberal eyes on the right prize here. Now they're cheering for Iran. Because they just fired all the missiles at Israel. So Iran is the good guys? You mean the Ayatollah? The black-hearted, black-eyed, bomb-planting dude that we captured our people? And, you know, it's like, I keep trying to tell the left this every week. Like, the more you do crazy shit, the more you push the people in the middle to the right.
And he's 100% right, Bill Maher, and his just making those statements is true. In Iran, they are celebrating the fact that we have these campus protests. They are celebrating in the streets, and that disheartens all these people who want a degree of freedom inside that highly educated, brutal dictatorship. And now I'm talking about the government. I'm talking about the people. And number two is you're also cheering people that were just shooting 300 rockets at Israel and we knocked out of the sky. You should be cheering our military, but we're just everything is the upside down world. It makes me wonder if there's even more to know.
More to know.
I guess the answer to that is yes. First off, the Biden administration is not doing much when it comes to the campus uprising, but they are when it comes to marijuana. The Biden administration will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, and that's listed as a historic shift. The DEA announced on Tuesday it will move to reclassify, and make it less dangerous. Say the move by the Biden administration comes during election year. Of course, the proposal, if passed, would recognize the medical uses of cannabis and acknowledge it has less potential for abuse than some of the nation's other drugs. This is a way to get, just like student loan relief, this is the young vote, don't you think?
I think it's the young vote. I think it's also the African-American vote. Right? And then also by making it, you know, most states actually aren't charging you on this anymore, but still, like, barely making it a crime.
Yeah, the Attorney General Garland is submitting a new role for the OMB as soon as today, which would reclassify marijuana. Good. We don't want you focus on the campus unrest. Let's make you show that you focus on pot. Next, middle schools who protested that trans athletes' participation are banned from future competitions. This is nuts, especially the place it did happen. I'm talking about West Virginia. They protested a transgender athlete participating in track and field competition. They've been barred now for future meets, prompting the state attorney general to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on the transgender student athlete ban for a second time. Now, the West Virginia Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey, filed a lawsuit against the Harrison County Board of Education on the dissenting students' behalf after they were blocked from the upcoming meet following the protests of April 18th on the shot put competition. West Virginia Watch reported that five girls from Lincoln Middle School stepped up to the circle for their turn before refusing to throw in the event, which was won by Becky Pepper Jackson, a 13-year-old girl who takes puberty-blocking medication and estrogen hormone therapy, which is child abuse in my view. But guess what? She won with 32 feet, 9 inches. Ariana Vigliano, 29 feet, followed by two others. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah, she won by more than 3 feet. But, I mean, good for Patrick Morrissey for pushing this. And like we discussed earlier this week, like the changes to Title IX is going to impact.
Right.
Yes, right? Now it's sexual harassment if you're misgendering.
Right. This is absolutely insane. And by the way, if you're a parent who gives your kids gender blockers in middle school, that's 6th, 7th, and 8th, right? 6th, 7th, and 8th? That's absolutely insane. Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers hit with a gut punch as red state's Democratic governor ekes out a win in the transgender battle. They failed Monday to override her veto. I'm talking about Governor Laura Kelly. So therefore, they have to live with permitting transgender athletes be able to compete. That is absolutely insane. So meanwhile, I'm going to go on to the set of Outnumbered. I'll have a chance to be the guy in the middle. And I've just been officially named, you know this, Allison, the man who's been on Outnumbered more than any other man in America.
So that I would say that's what you're the luckiest guy.
In the history of the, on the planet.
Or Outnumbered.
Yeah, in the history of the world. Or Outnumbered. And I'll be on that. What a day to do it. We'll probably move around from campus to campus. Thanks so much for listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Keep it here.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.